Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you. 97.5, The Fanatic. Let's take a little step back in history here. Just, you know, a little while. Year 49 B.C. Julius Caesar's approaching Rome. And he's got a decision to make. People hear the term crossing the Rubicon, and they think it's this huge thing, right? Where Julius Caesar had to make this huge leap. The Rubicon is not a big river. It's like a little stream that just goes around Rome. But it was effectively the border between Rome, the city, and everything else. Rome, the territories, right? One toe over the Rubicon with an army at his back meant that Julius Caesar was at war. And he's walking up there and the stream's in sight. And according to the historian Suetonius, was talking about the fact that he was undecided up until the point that he actually physically crossed the river as to whether it was the right thing to do. And once he crossed the river, the Republic was over and it was only a matter of time until the Roman Empire was established. The Philadelphia 76ers have officially crossed the Rubicon. There is no going back, so for better or worse, this is the way that things are going to go. I've said it before, and people asked me why I felt this way. Even with the Jimmy Butler acquisition, I said that I did not feel comfortable with where this team was just because they felt like they were caught halfway between this, that, and the other thing. We're talking about Zaire Smith, who, as far as I know, I haven't gotten reports to say that he weighs more than 175 pounds yet. You've got Markelle Fultz. The latest update from Brett Brown is I'm not holding my breath on Markelle Fultz this year. We've got the 2021 pick, which might be the key to everything. All of this uncertainty with the impending free agency of Jimmy Butler, it seems like a team that's caught in the middle. There's a term in video games and computer games, stuff like that, called min-maxing. It's called, if you're stuck in the middle, you're not being as efficient as you can possibly be. You should be all of one thing or none of that thing, or else it's wasted. It's a peanuts version of it. With the Sixers, I was concerned that they were caught in the middle. I was concerned that they made the big move for Jimmy Butler, that they had Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, that's the big three. But you look at what they were competing against, and it still wasn't good enough. And you've got the idea that Jimmy Butler could potentially leave as a free agent in the offseason. And then you've got the impending uncertainty with what else is going around in the NBA. At this point, I don't consider Philadelphia to be a free agent destination. And I had a lot of questions about the way that this was going to go. I am delighted by the move today. It stings to give up Landry Shamet. It really does. I think that he rounded into form beautifully. I think he outperformed almost everyone's expectations. But now, the Philadelphia 76ers have officially declared that they are a team ready to compete now, today. Today, the finals, the NBA finals, should be the expectation. When before it was like, oh, maybe they'll go, maybe they won't, maybe they'll make the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe not. Oh, there's a lot of good teams in the East. The Philadelphia 76ers have put together the best starting five in the NBA besides maybe the Golden State Warriors. The best starting five, period. And like the Warriors, they're still a little thin on the bench. There are still some things that they're going to need to do. But the Philadelphia 76ers made a declaration, big, bold, from Elton Brand, saying that this is who we are, this is who we're going to be. There is no going back. There are no more options for the Sixers. And that can be scary for the future, I know. But now at this point, you know who the Sixers are, who they're trying to be in the short term, and therefore, I love this trade. Is it perfect? No, I'd like to not have lost Landry Shamet. And I understand that Tobias Harris has been in a slump because of that shoulder strain that he suffered in warm-ups a little while back. But by and large, looking ahead at how this team is going to now match up with the Bostons, with the Milwaukees, with the Torontos. I am way more confident now, today, than I was when I went to sleep last night.
They got a dog in the city of brotherly love.
Yes, they sure did. So what do you think of the trade? And do you agree that the expectations have changed dramatically from where we were sitting this time yesterday? Because here's the thing. I think a lot of people would have accepted an Eastern Conference Finals appearance, regardless of what happens after this. I think that at this point, it is NBA Finals or bust. And that is understanding that there are more moves to be made. There's the buyout market. There might be one or two more minor moves made. But let's face it, besides Zaire Smith and Markelle Fultz, the Sixers are almost out of trade chips. They're almost done. There's not going to be any more ambiguity about who this team is moving forward. And I think that is a great thing. Let's get to the phones to lead things off. Tyreek in West Philly is on 97.5, The Fanatic. Good evening, Tyreek.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Doing great, man. Thank you.
All right. Hey, you know, I'm definitely cool with the trades and everything. It just seems like everything is predicated upon us signing people going forward. And I think my question was just in general, why do you think free agents don't want to come here? Because it's not just for basketball. It's football. It's even hockey. The boy Tavares, he didn't even want to come here.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So what is it, in your opinion, what do you think it is about Philly that makes free agents not want to come here? Because in my opinion, it's got to be outside of sports, the actual game.
Sure. Well, I think that a couple things contribute to it, right? First things first, I think the weather is a major factor. I think this is an expensive area of the country to live in, taxes-wise and things like that. So I think that some people say, all right, well, if I'm going to live in the Northeast, then I'd prefer to live in New York City. It's just a tough setup. It's right now, it's a difficult place to be as a free agent, you know, destination when you're competing against Florida that's tax-free. And California, where you can pursue all these other, you know, pursuits and things like that. So I think the Sixers have kind of made their own luck by making these trades and things like that. But the thing about it is, if they are able to take that next step and develop into a championship contender, best case scenario, you are able to re-sign the guys that help get you there. But worst case scenario, you still might be in play for some of these other guys that said, okay, well, the Sixers have something going on right now, and I can be a part of that.
Right, but from a fan standpoint, the teams have had money for the past couple of seasons in their respective
right.
sports. And it's like, oh, we're LeBron this, or, you know, this guy that. And it's like, you, as a fan, you're waiting, you're hoping. And then at the end of the day, it's like nothing. And it's like, wow, we got a good team. We got money for you. What's the deal?
Right.
So it gets kind of frustrating. So I hope at the end of the day, rather be all four, rather be Tobias and you know, Ben and Joel, whoever it is, just find somebody so we can, you know, hopefully entice others to come here, because it got to be something other than, you know, just the game that's going to bring them here. You know, so hopefully that happens, because as a fan, it gets pretty frustrating.
Of course. And Tyreek, thanks for the phone call, man. That was the frustrating part with LeBron James's courtship last year, was it's a perfect fit. And why doesn't he want to come here? It doesn't make any sense. Unfortunately, it's beyond explanation. Logically, it makes a lot of sense for people to come to Philadelphia. I mean, you got a passionate, intelligent fan base. You've got the opportunity to succeed, all the money in the world, all that kind of stuff. And yet here we are with some players just thinking, all right, well, I'm going to roll the dice elsewhere. That's why you got to bring these guys here by force. Trade them. I mean, trade for these guys, bring them in, and let them have a taste of what it's like in Philadelphia, and then let them make their own decisions. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Simple question. Where are your expectations now for the Philadelphia 76ers? They have changed for me effectively overnight, in that this team is now the most talented team in the Eastern Conference, arguably. And I would say that now they are way better equipped to deal with the Bostons and the Milwaukees and the Torontos of the world than they were 24 hours ago. My expectations have completely changed on this team. Have yours? Jake Rowe, you're going to be up first, and then it can be you. 610-632-0975. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is basketball, baby!
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Sixers pull off a monster trade and acquire 6'9 stretch forward Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and forward Mike Scott for Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, and Mike Muscala. Are the moves complete? Stay tuned to The Fanatic as the NBA trade deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. This is the home of your 76ers. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they help me. They calm me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started. Started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
At Armor Metals Recycling, we know how to take care of all your metal, wire, and computers. We help some of the largest companies in the area with their recycling needs. It doesn't matter if it's left over at a job site or left out on the curb. It's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features easy tractor and trailer accessibility and 2 docks for unloading pallets, plus a 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, and a magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly take catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of ferrous metals or wire? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. You can trust at Armor Metals and Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices with the best customer service. Whether you need container service, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School or at armormetals.com. Armor Metals and Recycling is your trusted recycling partner.
This weekly Sixers On Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
The Sixers begin the final third of their difficult 12-game stretch this week, where each team they faced was above 500. The biggest problem right now for the team is the lack of depth on the bench, but that should change, however, this Thursday at 3 p.m., which is the NBA trade deadline. Expect to see many new faces as the Sixers continue to push for a top seed come playoff time.
This weekly Sixers On Court report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you gotta love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Smart shoppers know the best deals are always in the off season. Buy a snowblower, snow boots, or sweater in the summer and save tons of money. Wait until fall, pay full price. Window Nation knows this too, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free. Buy 8, get 8 free. No limit. Plus, call by Sunday, and with the purchase of a house of windows, they'll pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. You can save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install to cause as little of disturbance as possible. Plus, They're paying your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you probably need new windows. Buy in the off season and pay the lowest prices of the year, guaranteed. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get two free windows with every two you buy. There is no limit. 0% financing for 5 full years. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. Football season's over, but you can still score big on your adventures with the all-new Honda Passport. With a rugged and refined style, an impressive maximum towing capacity, and an easy-to-use dual-stage cargo system, you'll be able to run every play in the book. Bring a slobber-knocker attitude to tough terrain with intelligent traction management and the available all-wheel drive. And keep your head on a virtual swivel with the Honda Sensing suite of safety and driver-assistive features. So hurry to your Honda dealer and get your Passport to adventure.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance, no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
Find the perfect Valentine's gift at King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Oxford Valley, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while your impromptu photo shoot didn't go as planned, you could plan on saving more, like military and federal discounts, with your local Geico agent.
You couldn't save yourself from the shame of being outed by your camera flash, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Sports Talk, Westville, and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon is producing. I see the Bucks put up 85 points in the first half against the Wizards. So that looks like that's going great. It's going really, really well for DC tonight. Thank you, Kawhi. Appreciate your contributions to the show tonight. Simple. Super simple. And I like it when the NBA is simple. Because there's always, you know, protections here and swap options here and all that. It tends to be difficult to keep track of sometimes. It's fairly straightforward now for the Philadelphia 76ers. They are in there trying to win. Yes, they do have some big pieces in Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler now who might potentially be out the door or have the option to leave at the end of the season. However, based on the fact that they are dramatically better than they were, and I would argue the favorites in the Eastern Conference at this point, with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and J.J. Redick rounding out the rest of that starting lineup, that this team right now is set to compete with the Golden State Warriors. And if you're talking about players on the outside thinking, oh, it's Philadelphia, destination city, if they are anywhere in the Warriors' stratosphere by the end of the season, that's how you start to turn this place into a free agent destination. Ideally, you get both of these guys and Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris to want to, you know, team up here for a while, you know, for the foreseeable future. But other than that, I mean, you can make a pitch to some of these other teams and say, hey, we're right here. We're ready to go. All we need is you. Where are your expectations now for the Sixers after this trade has been made? Let's go to Jake in Lansdale next on The Fanatic. What's up, Jake? Jake, All right, Jake is not with us. Let's go to Rel in Southwest. What's up, Rel?
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How you feeling?
Doing great, man. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing good. I'm doing better after last night's news.
But, yes, sir.
I believe that anything less than the finals it will be a failure.
I agree. Where were you before the trade, Rel?
Before the trade, I think we definitely could have got out the second round. I'm not sure, as depending on the seeding. It all depended on how we seeded. And I think we could get out the second round, but we might not get past the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm. And
simply because we don't have nobody that would actually bring any type of spunk off the bench.
Right.
But my only thing is now, I believe that we could still, I mean, I know we lack depth. We lack a lot of players coming off the bench that could really input anything. But the way that we mix the rotations up, now we have enough that we can have, we could start out with our starters, but we could still have, I don't know how Brett would put it together, but he could bring Jimmy and Joe, keep them on the floor at the same time, or Jimmy and Ben, or I don't know. But at the end of the day, the way I look at it is that we could have two on the floor, two off, two back on. So we could always have seemingly a bench that could come in and bring some type of effort, but it still would come off of our starters.
Right, rather than before when three of them would come off and you go through a scoring drought or you can't defend anybody or whatever. That's what's happened in, you know, the recent weeks here, so that makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, we still have to wait and see what happens tomorrow, but I feel as though I wanted to get your input on this before I leave.
Sure.
What do you think we could benefit off of trying to get Korkmaz out the door, because they already made it known that they weren't re-signing him by not picking up his option. And at the end of the day, he brings a little, but he doesn't bring enough. And he could be some type of value, as in a trade, to get anything that could bring any type of spunk off the bench.
Sure. Interesting you bring that up, Ralph. Thanks for the phone call. Because when it comes to Korkmaz, it's interesting how after they said they're not going to pick up his option, he immediately picks up his game. It's been one of the kind of sad, silly things to this season for the Sixers. For Korkmaz, I don't know what he's going to fetch you, right? But he could serve, now that you don't have your own pick, and the 2021 pick is the other thing. Don't forget, that could have been the key to all of this, but, you know, it ends up being the Tobias Harris trade by way of the Mikal Bridges trade. Now, at this point, you need a sweetener on any kind of Zaire Smith-Markel Fultz trade, and it's possible that Furkan Korkmaz could move the needle for somebody. I don't know if it's, you know, for sure, but if you needed a kicker on the trade, then Korkmaz could be able to do that. I just don't know what he nets you on his own. Couple of open phone lines, 610-632-0975. Where are you in terms of your expectations now for the Sixers after the trade? Mine have changed by a round or two. I said before that I expected them to at least make the Eastern Conference Finals. That'd be a successful season, and then see what happens in the offseason. But now, with the team that they're going to be able to put out on the floor, and I haven't even talked about Marjanovic, who is one of my favorite players in the NBA, just in terms of his efficiency and what he does defensively and all that. The ability that the Sixers have now to spell Joel Embiid and not lose a ton defensively, and you have Tobias Harris out there, a guy who's, as Devon Givens was talking about, a borderline 50-40-90 guy. I know that he's banged up and that he's got that shoulder strain, but once he gets healthy, this is going to be a very difficult team to defend, and much harder than they were before this trade happened. Let's go to Austin and Redding next on the Fanatic. What's up, Austin?
Hey, what's going on, Joe Torti?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing just fine. Good. It's almost like you were trying to segue into my call talking about Boban.
Oh, yeah, you're a fan too?
I grew up in a household where my brother is a massive Spurs fan, and as you might know, Boban started with the Spurs.
Uh-huh.
So I've watched Boban play quite a bit before ever even going to the Clippers, before going to the Sixers now. And I got to say, Tobias Harris definitely adds that element, that dynamic at the big position that we didn't have. We just had Joel Embiid, and he was kind of the only man holding down the front court for, you know, the under the rim and post protection, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Adding Boban makes it so that at all times on the court, you could have a 7'3" guy. And people don't really respect that interior defense ability in today's NBA because of that ability to step back and shoot from almost every position on the floor on every team.
Right.
And the other big thing with Boban is that guy's got a stroke from the arc, man. He can shoot the ball. I don't think a lot of people know that about Boban, but if you watch him play and you've watched any film from him between the Spurs or the Clippers, you know, that guy can shoot a three-point ball, and he can shoot it cleanly. If you had to compare him to a player from NBA past, he reminds me very heavily of a young Zydrunas Ilgauskas back when he played for the Cavaliers. And his ability to not only spread the floor, but just dominate in the post. And that's something that the Sixers, with Joel Embiid off the court, haven't been able to do. Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala were excellent role players for what they were there for, but they were mid-level shooters, and they were bad at defense. Just, there's no other word to say about it. They're terrible defenders. And I think the biggest element of this trade, less than Tobias Harris, was adding a depth big man who can come in and really isolate that post and keep teams out when Joel Embiid's not on the floor.
Austin, thanks for the phone call, man. Yeah, that's the thing, is that I have watched Boban warm up, and he's a marvel. Like, he's actually got a good stroke. He is 0-for-2 career in terms of shooting threes in actual games. I hope that he has the opportunity to actually shoot here in Philadelphia. He is not the unicorn like Kristaps Porzingis or Joel Embiid, but he is a fun player to watch. I say this unironically. He's one of my favorite players in the NBA. Just the fact that he's ridiculously efficient, 7'3", 290 pounds. He does a lot of, he's a skilled guy, he's a good defender, and I think that the fact that you can bring him off the bench now to spell Joel Embiid is an interesting part of this trade. Tobias Harris, though, obviously the grand prize. And I thought for the first time, good for Tobias Harris. Because Harris forever has been kind of the throw-in on every single trade, it feels like. They talk about this guy being traded all the time, and that assumes that nobody wants you. Well, I mean, somebody has to want you in order to trade for you. And this is the first time that Harris has really been the centerpiece of any trade. He was the best player in the trade. The Sixers showed that they want him, and he'll have the opportunity to make an impact immediately, right away, in a big way for this team that, by the way, has really, really high expectations now that this trade has been made. You have the chance to be a focal point, not the focal point necessarily, but a focal point on one of the NBA's championship contenders. Here we are. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Where do you come down on this now? What are your expectations for the Sixers? Before the trade, I said that Eastern Conference Finals would be acceptable. Now they've got the most talented starting five in the Eastern Conference, and maybe the most talented starting five in the NBA outside of the Golden State Warriors. What do you think? Let's go to Jason in Wilmington next on The Fanatic. What's up, Jason? Whoops, wrong line. What's up, Jason? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, man?
Thanks good. I'm just trying to work out technology. It's really bad. What's up, man?
Oh, same. I think the Sixers are going to go to the second round.
Okay.
I think this trade makes them better, but it doesn't take them over the top. I still feel like Boston is still the better team, and that reason is because they have Kyrie, the superstar, that can put up 40 and, you know, when the bright lights are on in the playoffs, he shows up. I think what takes the Sixers over the top is Ben Simmons' offensive development. I'm still not big on him. I think he's a good player, but not a great player. In transition, he looks great, but you know, in the playoffs, you know, it slows down. You need to be able to play half court offense, and his offensive development is just not there yet. And I'm not just talking about the shooting. I'm talking about dribbling, talking about footwork, and being able to score efficiently.
Well, I think that he's gotten much more efficient, Jason, in the half court as of recently. I agree with you that in transition, that still is bread and butter, but I think that's one of the areas that he really focused on from last year to this year. I think that you're seeing the results.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's gotten better, but just imagine if this guy can get a consistent jumper. I mean, the Sixers they're probably like the second best team, maybe the best team in the NBA. If he's a threat, you have to guard all five guys, you know? So I think if Ben Simmons' development, if he gets a consistent jumper and just better handles and just works on his offensive game, man, the Sixers are in good hands. I mean, they were comparing him to LeBron when he was coming in. But, I mean, he's just not there yet because he doesn't have the offensive package. But if he works on it, the Sixers are good.
Well, I agree. But, Jason, so they lost in five to Boston without Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris or any of the other pieces that they've added. So what makes you think that they're going to be that inferior to Boston just because Ben Simmons isn't an outside shooter?
Well, the depth that Boston has.
And Kyrie, you said. Like, yeah,
Kyrie, the experience. Kyrie can drop 40 on you, you know, I mean, on any given night. So I still think the Sixers have stars, but they don't have that superstar yet.
I don't agree, Jason. Thanks for the phone call. Joel Embiid is one of the top three players in the NBA, man. Top five by any measure. I really don't agree. And here's the thing. I have always said this, that Ben Simmons does not need to be LeBron James or Magic Johnson. I've always thought that was ridiculous. People talked about Ben Simmons as Big Rondo like it was an insult. And I'm like, give me Big Rondo all day because the Celtics don't win championships without Rondo on their team. I would argue now that the pressure is more off Ben Simmons than it's ever been to develop into this offensive go-to scorer because they keep adding guys. They keep adding Jimmy Butler who can get his own shot. Tobias Harris is a guy who can get his own shot. Joel Embiid has turned into one of the most ridiculously dominant big men in the NBA. I mean, the Sixers are not a little bit better. They are dramatically better than the team that lost in five to Boston. Bench depth, yeah, it's going to be an issue, but there's still the buyout period. And by the way, the Sixers are going to be the favorites to get everybody of note in the buyout period because they're going to be so aggressive going after the buyouts. So whether it's Ellington, whether it's Matthews, whether it's somebody like Ilyasova, they're going to be filling in roles on their bench through this buyout period. I don't know how you can say the expectations are the second round. Look, it's just an opinion. But, I mean, when you look at what they've built, there are good teams that are going to lose in the second round this year. I get that 100%. There's four good teams in the East, four really good teams in the East. Toronto, Milwaukee, Boston, and Philadelphia. Statistically speaking, somebody's got to lose in the second round. Like, somebody's going to. But when you look at it, it's hard to believe that the Sixers are going to be that team. Think about what Harris does from the free throw line. You've got somebody who can help you close out down the stretch. You think about not even having Jimmy Butler defensively or offensively against Boston last year. They're just better. It has to be finals or bust, right? Be honest. Are you concerned about Boston or Milwaukee or Toronto? And by concerned, I don't mean like, can they beat the Sixers? I mean, like, do you think that there's no way that the Sixers can beat those teams in a seven-game series? They shouldn't be afraid of anybody in the Eastern Conference from here on out. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Sean and Malvern next on The Fanatic. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
I was going to try to, doing good, man. I was going to try to change the subject over to Nick Foles and Eagles, but I want to go with the Sixers topic, man.
Okay.
It seems like it's pretty hot right now. So, yeah, I'm loving this trade for multiple reasons. I think, getting rid of Shamet was a little bit iffy. You know, I kind of would like to have seen him develop maybe another year or two, mm-hmm. but, you know, I'm willing to let that go. Losing that overall first pick, the Miami pick was also kind of a little bit of a buzzkill, but those are really the only two complaints I have. You know, I think Muscala was pretty soft for the most part, and Chandler's always getting hurt, you know, relatively.
Yeah, so, the Sixers' own pick is terrible all the time. So, I mean, you didn't really give up all that much.
No, and definitely what I think we needed that backup big man to come in for Embiid. So I think, you know, I'll be honest with you, I don't follow the Clippers much because, you know, it's a West Coast team, mm-hmm. so I don't stay up that late to follow a lot of their games. So I don't know too much about these guys. I've been trying to read up a little bit about them today, but it sounds like they're going to be a perfect fit for this team here. And, going forward, I think you know, it basically shows that we're all in on winning the, like, you know, the Eastern Conference here and competing with, you know, the Bostons and the Raptors. You know, I'd love to play the Raptors again, you know, like after this trade and see where we go from, you know, from here.
Yeah, it could be a good measuring stick game. Sean, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. I'm not afraid of any of those teams. I'm truly not. I know that Boston's good. Joel Embiid's taken a step forward this year. Ben Simmons has taken a step forward this year. Finally, things are starting to round into form a little bit with Jimmy Butler. Tobias Harris gets added. I mean, there's a lot to keep track of with this Sixers team now because the names keep coming in and out. Just they're better. They are just better than they were before. Jasper tweets in, Jasper Lucas, if Tobias Harris is so good, why has he basically been trade bait thus far in his career? Why hasn't a team wanted to keep him? I know that he turned down an $80 million deal with the Clippers, but what about the other three teams? Well, I think that you've got to just look at it on a case-by-case basis, right? So first, he got traded to the Magic in a six-player deal that included J.J. Redick and Ish Smith because he just, with the Bucks, he was doing okay, but it just wasn't going. He wasn't going to be a long term. He wasn't. Let me put it this way: his timeline was not the same as their timeline. So, I mean, that's pretty. And by the way, he was drafted by the Bobcats and traded to the Bucks on draft night. So, it just wasn't on the same timeline. And then the Magic, he re-signed a four-year, $64 million contract in 2015. And then he got traded to the Pistons for Ersan Ilyasova and Brandon Jennings. So, I mean, those guys, look, it's not like he's getting traded for peanuts. And then he was in the Blake Griffin trade. It's not, look, no one is saying that he's LeBron James or Kevin Durant or any of these guys. But you got to give up something sometimes. I mean, you look at Kyle Lowry got traded multiple times before he found the right fit. You can be a really good player and bounce around. Allen Iverson got traded. Carmelo Anthony got traded. You know, there's a lot of guys who get... Kristaps Porzingis got traded. Sometimes, for whatever reason, on a case-by-case basis, sometimes it just doesn't work. And sometimes you got to give up something if you have your eye on something else. A lot of teams wanted Tobias Harris. Let's go to Anthony in Williamstown next on The Fanatic. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, Joe?
Yeah. Doing great. Thank you.
All right. So first off, you kind of nailed a lot of the things that I was thinking about regarding Tobias.
Anthony, hold on. We got to get your phone line cleared up. I want to give you your full time. So let's make sure that you're on a good line, and then we'll get you back up. Let's go to David in Willingboro next on The Fanatic. What's up, David?
Hey, how are you tonight?
Doing great. Thank you.
Well, I have one major point, but I have one side point where I think it's funny listening to fans on the radio and social media. When Sam Hinkie was collecting all these assets, everybody was like, oh, what's all these assets for? Now we're trading away. People go, oh, we're trading away our assets. So it's kind of hilarious to me.
But, well, nobody's ever going to be happy. You know that, David.
But I think it's really not said, and this is not an indictment because I'm a fan of this guy. I've been off his case, but I think the improvement that we're going to look for with this team, whether no one's mentioning it, I think it's really going to be based on the maturity of Brett Brown as the head coach. Like, we talk about the Boston series that we lost in five games, but three of those four losses was by a total of 8 points.
Right.
And then we both had a blowout. So it's not like they completely outplayed Philadelphia. There were just things that in Brett's inexperience, you know, he kind of hung on to what he thought that he knew, and Brad Stevens outmaneuvered him, which is what I was so impressed about with Brett in the Golden State game, because that was the very first time I've ever seen him truly outcoach another, you know, tactician.
Right.
And
yep.
I was like, if Brett keeps, I think Brett Brown is the key, not the players. I think it's the coach. Is he at a point now where he can be a little bit more flexible in his system? I thought, as much as we, you know, the media jumped on the Jimmy Butler thing, but I noticed that Brett was humble enough as a coach to say, maybe Jimmy's correct. And I noticed the very next game, there were differences. So I think that it's really on the coach. Like, has Brett matured more as much as the players? Because talent-wise, we are the most one of the top three talented teams in the league. But I love the addition of Boban And off the basketball court, I think him and Embiid is just going to be nothing but comedy.
Oh, man. So, can you imagine?
I love it. I love it. I love the trade. I absolutely was like, Elton, you've done your thing, dog. Like, you, anybody complaining about Tobias Harris being traded, I think you may have said it. It's the truth. Sometimes it takes a guy a little bit longer to find his niche.
Sure. Absolutely. And, David, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Absolutely right. I think that it's important to consider that if he's been traded all those times, that means that somebody on the other side is like, give me that guy. And sometimes you don't know. The fit's not right, whatever it is. Can you imagine seeing Boban and Embiid out together at the bar? Can you imagine? The city's not ready for it. Let's get Anthony in Williamstown up next on The Fanatic. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, Joe? How are you?
Oh, you sound much better now, man.
Sounds good. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the Tobias trade and then let off some steam I have beef I have with Sixers fans.
Sure.
All right, so about the Tobias trade, I think a lot of you guys, you specifically and a lot of callers nailed it. He fits really well with the team. The thing that stands out to me the most is, like a lot of people noted, the 42% from three this year. But as a career, ever since he started shooting threes, he's been really well. So the ability to stretch the floor with Joel, I think it's going to be fantastic. And also giving another guy where you can go to one-on-one late in the games. He was not really the closer this year for the Clippers because of, you know, they have Lou Williams, obviously, and we know what he can bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But he was given the ball in a lot of tough clutch situations late in the fourth quarter, shot clock winding down, need a bucket, throw it to Tobias with 5-6 left, and he can create for himself. And I think the ability to have another guy like that out on the floor to where, and we saw it last night when JoJo was getting hot in the fourth, they kept double-teaming him, and he still struggles to pass out the post. You got a guy that you can stand right on the same half side of the court now. Mm-hmm. Put him in the corner when JoJo's working down low. You want to double team him down low, let's kick it out to a 42% three-point shooter.
Exactly. Exactly it's right.
The fit that he is going to be able to bring and the way that he's going to be able to fluidly come into our offense, and I know we kind of said that about Jimmy, but it didn't really work out. Well, it is working out, but not to the greatest of we would have thought. Tobias is going to fit seamlessly, and it's going to be a great transition for everybody else on the floor because he's going to make everybody else better.
Anthony, quickly on Sixers fans.
My beef. You guys got to stop calling. Ben Simmons has the ability to be the best player in the entire league if he gets a respectable 15 to 20 foot jump shot. I can't take the calls. We want to trade him. I don't like his offense. Guys, be patient with the man. Give him a couple years, and we will all be very, very happy.
Anthony, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Well, there you go. There you have it. 610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next. It's the Joe Torti Show on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Elton Brand and the 76ers pull off a blockbuster deal. The Sixers say goodbye to Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, and Mike Muscala. Coming to join Ben, Joel, Jimmy, and JJ. 6'9" stretch forward Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and forward Mike Scott. Are the moves complete? Stay tuned to The Fanatic as the NBA trade deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. This is the home of your 76ers. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This weekly Sixers on Court report is brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Sixers begin the final third of their difficult 12-game stretch this week, where each team they faced was above 500. The biggest problem right now for the team is the lack of depth on the bench, but that should change, however, this Thursday at 3 p.m., which is the NBA trade deadline. Expect to see many new faces as the Sixers continue to push for a top seed come playoff time.
This weekly Sixers on Court report was brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. I'm proud that my firm is an official partner of the Sixers. If you're like me, you've got to love the Sixers. They are winners. They knew what it took to build a great team and to win. Just like the Sixers, my firm is all about winning. We've been winning for injured people for over 49 years, winning billions for them. Let my team win for you. The Rothenberg Law Firm. Call 1-800-624-8888 or go to injurylawyer.com.
Texting enrolls for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster dumpster in a bag.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your new home for sports betting. Millions of betting options a year on the sports you love. We offer live in-game betting on major sporting events worldwide. Tons of bets available during games, from money lines, prop bets, and many more. Use one of our 12 easy deposit methods to get in on the action. And when you win, we offer fast and reliable withdrawals. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com.
Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Calling all Autobots.
Transformers are descending on the Atlantic City Car Show and Auction. One weekend only. February 8th to the 10th. Check out replicas of the world's first fan-built Optimus Prime truck, the Bumblebee Camaro, and the newest Bumblebee Beetle. All 3 days of the event. Meet and greet Saturday and Sunday only. Live-action characters of Optimus Prime and Bumblebee. For appearance times and to buy advanced discount tickets, visit gpkauctions.com.
Autobots, roll out!
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
Find the perfect Valentine's gift at King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Oxford Valley, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret all month long. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events, like monthly amateur night featuring a cash prize to the winner. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Taking you up until midnight, Dylan McKinnon is the producer. The big news of the night, well, obviously, came from early this morning, like 2:35 a.m. or something like that. Sixers make the big trade, bring in Tobias Harris and others. Out goes Landry Shamet, the 2021 Miami pick, the 2020 Sixers first-round pick, 2 second-round picks. And, hold on, Mike Muscala and Wilson Chandler. All right, I got it all. In exchange for those pieces, the Sixers have now elevated themselves into Eastern Conference royalty. And I appreciate the fact that there's not going to be any more waiting and seeing. There's not going to be, oh, well, maybe something else is going to happen. Maybe there's another shoe that's going to drop. The Sixers are going to be active in the buyout market. They're going to try to fortify and bolster their bench. But by and large, this is the crew that the Sixers are going to hang their championship hat on in the near future here. I love the move by Elton Brand. I love the aggressiveness, and I love the decision to actually move forward, make a call, and not be caught in the middle of a competing team that's also looking to build for the future. I'm not saying that you completely sacrifice the future. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that you look at it and you think, okay, this is a group that can compete, and if they compete, that will bolster your chances of continuing to field a competitive team in the future. Let's go to Tim in Willow Grove to lead things off. What's happening, Tim?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Awesome. Thank you.
Love the trade. I think it's a great fit for everything. The one thing that I think they need to look for is, I'm going to steal an NFL draft term, is a high motor defender.
Okay.
I think, and I really would love to see like a Corey Brewer back. And like that defense he had on Harden, I think they need someone to come off the bench and do that for them. And maybe like sub in for like a Redick who's a little bit up in the mileage area, you
sure.
know, and give him the break. But give them that defense, like that lockdown defense, and then another three-point shooter, just like maybe like a Trevor Ariza or an Ellington or something like that. But looking at the way the team is run nowadays, and I'm looking back, going back to the Iverson era, you see a change in the team's personality. You see, you see some attitude.
Yep.
Like before, the only person I could think of, I can think of like Lou Williams had that attitude, but like Andre Iguodala, he was a really good player, but he didn't have that attitude.
Okay,
and
sure.
Thaddeus Young, He was a reserves player, and Okafor, he was like a reserved player. But you get like Jimmy Butler, he's got that attitude to the court. And Tobias Harris, he's got this attitude to the court. And then you got Joel Embiid, he's got this attitude. And it's like bringing it all, and now it's like they developed this team around them, and they're going to be successful with this.
Yeah, well, that's what I think, too. There's a little bit of alpha in this team that wasn't there last year. I mean, like they had one or two alpha players, but realistically, I mean, with all due respect to the guy, I think he's a great pro. You do not want J.J. Redick to be one of your leaders on the floor. You know what I mean? That's not what you want.
Yeah, he is a leader, but he's not your vocal, your main point, the person to be there.
Exactly.
And I feel like they have that development now, and now it's on Brett Brown to mesh this thing together and get them over the hump, because what's standing in their way is Brad Stevens, who was a great coach.
Sure is.
And you have I don't have a problem. I don't think the Bucks are going to do well in the playoffs. They're not a playoff team. They're a very good regular season team. They have to show it, and they have to show it to me. Boston has shown it to me, and Toronto has shown it to me.
Well, the only difference, Tim, thanks for the phone call. The only difference with Toronto is that I need to see what Nurse looks like in the playoffs. Like, Toronto hasn't proven enough for me yet. I mean, to get run out like that by LeBron, I mean, the Raptors are a good squad, and I believe in Kawhi Leonard as a playoff performer, but, you know, I need to see more before I'm willing to crown Toronto as the favorites. And I know that the Sixers are a different team, too, than last year, and people point to them and say, you still lost in five to Boston or whatever. Not close to the same team. Not close. You've got Jimmy Butler playing the Robert Covington role, just like for perspective on where they are now relative to last year's team. You've got Tobias Harris playing whoever you want to throw in there, the Bellinelli Ilyasova role. I mean, they're just better. They're just a better squad than they were against the Celtics. I really, really like the move, and I really, really think that they're pushing all of their chips in towards the center of the table. Credit Elton Brand for making this move. My buddy texted me this morning asking me what I thought about it. And I thought, it's you know, you got to be honest. I was never in love with that 2021 Miami pick, just because to believe that the Heat are going to be bad 2 years from now, and it's going to, I just, that's too much of a gamble for me. If it's unprotected and it ends up being number 13, number 14, number 17, great. Your own pick, you hope that that's terrible forever. I really like Landry Shamet. That's the only part of the thing that really stings for me. Is anyone up on the table thumping and saying that they shouldn't have traded Wilson Chandler or Mike Muscala? Second round picks? I mean, come on now. Sixers got a couple of those just for Nerlens Noel, remember? It was the first round pick that poison pilled and automatically turned into 2 second round picks. It's a great move. It was a great move by Elton Brand. Is there risk inherently involved? Yeah, there is. There's risk involved. But think, I would urge you to look at the Anthony Davis situation. Think about what happened in New Orleans. There's talent in New Orleans. Drew Holiday was there. Boogie Cousins was there not long ago with Anthony Davis. There's talent there. But there wasn't the impression that the team or the organization was willing to do what it took to push that team over the top. They thought once they got DeMarcus Cousins, it was literally like sit back and then just like, this is going to work now. And then when he got hurt, there was no plan B. There was no backup plan. The Sixers under Elton Brand's leadership have shown that they're a team that's constantly going to be pushing and to be aggressive and to be going for it. If you're trying to establish a culture that people would want to come and be a part of, Anthony Davis doesn't want to be a part of New Orleans, despite the fact that there's talent there. He doesn't believe in their prospects or ability to win long term. The Sixers are showing that they're going to do what it takes in order to try to make that happen. 610-632-0975. What do you think of the trade? Where do you expect the Sixers will go in the playoffs now relative to where they were before the trade? We have open phone lines right now. 610-632-0975. Aaron in Houston's next on the Fanatic. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on board, sir.
Welcome.
I appreciate your energy, your best IQ.
Thanks, man.
The Sixers are good. They need maybe like a 3-and-D guy that can play against maybe 2s and 3s. Because I really like the guy you were just talking about, the young guy that can shoot from the 3. But he was giving up M1s every time somebody was going to the basket. The same thing with Redding. You got to have some stronger defensive substance there.
Sure.
If we made it to the NBA Finals, let's look at the Warriors. They got 4 guys who can shoot, 1 guy that can play D, doesn't really give you that much offense, he's a good defensive player. Well, if you look at the Sixers now, if they get to the Finals, they're going to have that chemistry. You got a guy, 6'10", that can play in the post, and then you still have 4 shooters, just basically the same kind of format. The only thing I would like to see is Coach Brett to change the offense and make it more of a motion offense and stop getting out of that J.J. Redick running around screens, and they got to have more offense. And probably that will have to change now because you have much, much better players in your lineup. You got 4 All-Stars. It's an amazing, amazing situation to happen, and people need to appreciate what they have right now. This is just awesome.
Well, yeah, Aaron, you're right about that. Thanks for the phone call. And I think that when you look at Brett Brown's offense, to some degree, he's thinking to himself, well, you know, this is why I got hired. You knew what you were getting with me. But I wonder how much of what you saw with J.J. Reddick getting shots at the end of the shot clock and at the end of games and things like that, I wonder how much of that just came from necessity. Like, who else is going to hit it? Who else is going to take the shot? Now, you bring in Jimmy Butler, and then everybody and their mother knows that the ball's going to Butler. Now you've got options. Now you've got weapons. You've got more choices. So we're going to get a really good look at how good of a coach Brett Brown is now that you have some more pieces to play with. People forever were saying we're not going to be able to evaluate Brett Brown because, you know, look at the players, look what he has to work with, whatever. He has plenty to work with now. So if the evaluation period hasn't already begun, it will the next time the Sixers take the floor. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Brian in the Northeast is next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Brian.
What's going on? Good show.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
I mean, the only problem with the trade is that Harris isn't signed long term. That's it.
Right.
I mean, come on, Landry Shamet. That's ridiculous.
I mean, he's a nice piece. Like, he was okay. A pleasant surprise.
He's okay. You know what I mean? He's not anybody you worry about trading. I mean, he's a dime a dozen.
Yeah. Now, I know that Adrian Wojnarowski said that the plan was to keep not just Butler, but also Harris in Philadelphia. We'll see if that plays out, but that's the team's intention. This is it. This is the group.
Right. Right. I'm saying the only problem with the trade is you have to sign him. That's
right.
It. What you gave up for him is easy. The only problem with the NBA is the whole league's a bunch of NFL wide receivers, and you don't know who's going to be able to play with who. I guess that's up to Brett Brown, but.
Yeah. I mean, so where do you think they are now relative to where they were before the trade, Brian?
Well, I mean, it's got to put them up at the top of the East, right? It's just said, getting knocked out in the second round is not good enough. You have four all-star caliber players going to be starting for you, and a really good NBA pro in Redick. I mean, you should win.
Yeah, right? I think so too. Brian, thanks for the phone call. I don't mean to oversimplify things, but that's when I see it, I'm thinking, okay, you look at the starting fives in the East. The Sixers have the best one. They do. And now they have the best starting five in the East. Is their bench shallow? It is. Really quickly, name the first three guys that come off the Golden State's bench. Golden State doesn't have a bench this year. They're pretty bad on the bench this year. But their starting five is good to the point where it doesn't hurt them. The Sixers are in that territory now. And the other thing is, as a caller brought up, I thought it was a great point. The droughts, the scoring droughts that the Sixers have gone through in the past, when in particular you had Butler and Embiid off the floor at the same time, that goes away. You're not going to have those scoring droughts because it's not like you're going to do a line change. You're not going to have all five starters out of the game for very long. You're not going to have to go through that for 6 minutes, for 8 minutes at a time. You're going to be able to get the offense when you need it consistently throughout the game and be bolstered by a starting lineup that's going to score at a really, really special rate. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Karate Mark next on The Fanatic. Hey, Karate Mark.
20.6 points a game is the average for our starting five this year, Joe. What's up, man? How you doing, Joe Jordy?
So that's 100 from just the starters. What's going
that's
on here?
Starters. And you got me thinking now, too. I can't think past Sean Livingston on the Warriors. I watch a lot of basketball, and you guys at 97.5 know me. I'm not the stat guy. I'm not the guy with the great memory. But I do know a lot of basketball. I do know a lot of teams, and I can't think past the six man. So you asked for three bench players on the Warriors? I'll give you Livingston. That's all I got for you, bro.
and that's the thing. Is like, if you're good enough at the starting five, and then you have a really good sixth man or one or two, you don't need to go 9 deep, 10 deep. You only need to go that deep if your starting five's not that good.
Nah, and the bench will come. And the deeper you go into your bench, that means your starting five is either not doing good or doesn't have cardio. And that team's not winning, so what's the point anyway if you're going 10, 11, 12 players deep, right?
Right, exactly, exactly.
But here's a couple things that I don't know, and here's a couple things I do know.
Okay.
I don't know if Landry Shamet is going to be the next Klay Thompson. I'm agree with you and everybody else. I think he's nice. I think he's going to be good. I don't know if he's going to be great. I don't know if the 2021 pick or the 2020 pick, I don't know if they're going to pan out. We had the number one pick last year. We saw the possibilities of what could happen even when you have great picks, let alone a pick that we don't know the number. We had the pick, and things happened.
Yep.
What I do know right now is we have a starting five that's going to make a lot of noise in the playoffs. And I'm feeling really good about this, Joe Torti. I'm feeling great. There's not a chance we get knocked out the second round. Not a chance.
I can't see it either, Mark. I really can't. Thanks for the phone call, brother. Appreciate it. Really can't. I mean, when you think about it and you look at it, you figure out, all right, where are the pitfalls? Where could they? Tobias Harris is such a good pickup. Marjanovic is such a good pickup. And let's be serious. People were trying to ship out Muscala and Wilson Chandler on the first train out for just cash considerations. People were so done with them. To have those guys turn into useful pieces for you? I mean, come on. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, depending on how you look at it, you know, whether you consider DeMarcus Cousins to be a starter for the Warriors at this point or not. Andre Iguodala, Sean Livingston, Quinn Cook, probably as deep down the bench as you're going to go for the Warriors. I mean, I know Andre Iguodala was a finals MVP, not exactly a guy that you'd consider to be a full-on game changer. Sixers don't need to get all of these things to be really, really well-poised to make a playoff run. I mean, Mark pointed out with the starting fives averaging scoring-wise, I mean, there's a lot to be excited about. I don't know, for example, like people have pointed out, what if Landry Shamet becomes Klay Thompson? Klay Thompson is like a world-class defender. Really, really good defender. And it took him some time to turn into that out of Washington State. Sure, I'll give you that. I don't know that Shamet is going to turn into the level of defender that Klay Thompson is. Maybe he is. I wish him well. Obviously, like I said, he was a pleasant surprise to watch here. I was not expecting a ton. I knew that he could really shoot based on what I saw from him in college. I didn't know that he'd have a complete game the way that he did. But he played well enough to be a centerpiece in a trade for Tobias Harris. I mean, it worked out. It worked out really, really well for the Sixers. One open phone line, 610-632-0975. What are your expectations for the team now that they've made this trade? They have the best starting five in the East. They shouldn't be afraid of anybody. This team, we've been afraid to hope, and we've been thinking, oh, maybe they can make a run here. This team should expect to make the NBA Finals. And then we'll find out what happens against the Golden State Warriors. I would be surprised if they lost to any of the other teams. I would be surprised if they lost a seven-game series to Toronto. I would be surprised if they lost a seven-game series to Boston. And I'd be surprised if they lost a seven-game series to Milwaukee at this point. I really would. I just think that they can play a lot of different kinds of ways. They can switch everything on defense. They are not going to run into these scoring droughts because they don't have anybody who can score on the floor. I just love the trade. I don't know how you could dislike the trade. Art in Wilmington's next on The Fanatic. What's up, Art?
Yo, what's going on, Brother Joe?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. A couple things. I really think that we should give Elton Brand a lot of credit for what he's done in a short period of time as far as transformation of the team. Shamet, I love this game, but, you know, it's like you say, it's a centerpiece to go along to get Tobias. But a couple things that I look at.
Mm-hmm.
With them making this trade, the Clippers are going to try to make a move to get Kawhi and probably a couple other pieces. So that will even lessen the competition in the East for years to come. And then also earlier I seen on Bleacher Report where the Sixers were talking with either the Hawks or the Magic for Fultz,
mm-hmm.
which I wouldn't mind shipping him out of here the next train smoking. I would look at, you know, a person like just to booster the bench. Trade him to Orlando for, what's the kid, Isaac. I think he's long, he's versatile as mm-hmm. far as, you know, being a defender. And the kid can shoot a little bit, too. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that as far as bringing in a player like that. I know someone mentioned earlier about a 3-and-D type guy. I think that he would be perfect to come off the bench. I would do a trade straight up, just votes for
Jonathan
for
Isaac. Yeah.
Yes.
It's interesting that you bring that up. And, all right, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Because people have been saying, oh, you're not going to get value from Markelle Fultz. I'm sorry to be brutally honest about this. I think that the Sixers' timeline has accelerated to the point where waiting on Markelle Fultz is not going to be an option anymore. And if you can bring in a guy, I don't know if Jonathan Isaac's the guy in particular. I like him. I liked him out of Florida State, and I think that he could be a useful defender in particular. He can score a little bit, too. I mean, he's been a double-digit scorer in his last, what, three or four games now. But I think that whatever you can get from Markelle Fultz would be good at this point, especially considering the fact that the Sixers have pushed their chips all in for this season. Markelle Fultz likely not going to help this season based on what Brett Brown just said recently. And if you can bring in someone who's going to make a material contribution to this team's title run, you have to do it. Two open phone lines. Grab them now. 610-632-0975. More of your phone calls next on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Sixers pull off a monster trade and acquire 6'9 stretch forward Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and forward Mike Scott for Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, and Mike Muscala. Are the moves complete? Stay tuned to The Fanatic as the NBA trade deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. This is the home of your 76ers. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Clean up your crap. Bring us your scrap. Declutter. Make some money at Armor Metal Recycling. Car parts, engines, computers, wire, peripherals, metals. We take it all. It doesn't matter if it's left over at the job or left out at the curb. If it's metals, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features easy tractor-trailer accessibility and two loading docks for unloading pallets, plus 70-foot truck scale, two non-ferrous scales, and magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly accept catalytic converters. Got more than 500 pounds of non-ferrous metals? We'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. And you can trust at Armor Metals Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices and the best customer service. Whether you need container, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School. Or at ArmorMetalsRecycling.com. Armor Metals and Recycling, your trusted recycling partner.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Smart shoppers know the best deals are always in the off season. Buy a snowblower, snow boots, or sweater in the summer and save tons of money. Wait until fall, pay full price. Window Nation knows this too, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy two windows, get two free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy four windows, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No limit. Plus, call by Sunday, and with the purchase of a house of windows, they'll pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. You can save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install to cause as little of disturbance as possible. Plus, they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you probably need new windows. Buy in the off season and pay the lowest prices of the year, guaranteed. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get two free windows with every two you buy. There is no limit. 0% financing for 5 full years. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Philadelphia and Wilmington? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Philadelphia and Wilmington area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Philadelphia and Wilmington are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
You know, my son Justin always struggled with the idea of going to school. After spending a year in college, I could tell it wasn't the right fit for him. We heard an ad for Connecticut School of Broadcasting and decided to check it out. Justin enrolled, and everything just seemed to click from there. It was the most rewarding experience as a parent to see my son excited and actually get up and go to class. He found his passion in video editing and spent hours outside of the classroom creating content. Since graduating, Justin's been able to put that passion to work as a corporate videographer. Well, you know how it goes. When the kid's happy, the mom's happy.
People ask me all the time, why Connecticut School of Broadcasting? Well, as a graduate of the school and now an instructor, I'm able to show students what I'm actually doing with my broadcasting career. And it's a pleasure to be able to help mold students into the type of employees I would want to hire. Many times students become colleagues. Creating a professional media network starts with that instructor-to-student relationship that you could only get at Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Visit GoCSB.com for more information. Day and evening classes begin in March. Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill.
When you think Valentine's Day, you think romance, love, and Cozy Jewelers. Yes, Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square. Valentine's Day is the one holiday that shines as bright as a diamond from Cozy Jewelers. The reason is the five C's: color, cut, clarity, carat, and the fifth C, cozy. The brilliance of your cozy diamond shows your love, and now through Valentine's Day, Cozy is offering 15% most everything in the store, or $400 off a diamond engagement ring. Cozy Jewelers in Newtown Square, or www.cozyjewelers.com. Step up to the fifth C this Valentine's Day at Cozy Jewelers.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The Delaware Bluecoats have arrived in Wilmington. The all-new 76ers Fieldhouse is now open for fast-paced and high-flying NBA G League basketball. Group packages start at just $10 a ticket and include access to unparalleled fan experiences like high-five tunnels, captain's huddle, and post-game free throws. Book your group outing today. More information at Sixers.com/Bluecoats. That's Sixers.com/Bluecoats. Join the revolution today.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
It's power time at Walmart Family Mobile. For just $49.88 a month, you can get a truly unlimited plan powered by T-Mobile. Plus now, you get 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, giving you the power to surf, share, and stream from any device. Great phones, great value, it's all here. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up a plan at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart in mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. Football season's over, but you can still score big on your adventures with the all-new Honda Passport. With a rugged and refined style, an impressive maximum towing capacity, and an easy-to-use dual-stage cargo system, you'll be able to run every play in the book. Bring a slobber-knocker attitude to tough terrain with intelligent traction management and the available all-wheel drive. And keep your head on a virtual swivel with the Honda Sensing suite of safety and driver-assistive features. So hurry to your Honda dealer and get your Passport to adventure.
The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing a car that's got style and substance to spare. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Featuring a sophisticated, muscular new exterior and available options like a premium JBL audio system and panoramic roof. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Toyota, let's go places. JBL and Clarifier, registered trademarks of Harman International Industries Incorporated.
Sports Talk for Wallingford and all of Delco.
97.5. The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 Fanatic. Talking Sixers basketball and their big trade. Another trade just goes through. It's from Adrian Wojnarowski. The Kings trading Justin Jackson and Zach Randolph to the Mavericks for Harrison Barnes. According to Woj, the Kings want to make a long-term play to keep Barnes as a player option on his $25 million deal for 2019-2020. Sources tell ESPN. So there you go. Teams loading up all over the place. 610-632-0975. I don't know if any team's loaded up as effectively as the Sixers, though. When you look at what Elton Brand's done this year, totally changing the complexion of the team. Adding Jimmy Butler. I know a lot of people like Dario Saric. I know a lot of people liked Robert Covington. You bring in Jimmy Butler. You bring in Tobias Harris. Marjanovic, I know, is going to be somebody who endears himself to the city really, really quickly. I mean, this is a team that should feel as confident as anybody else that they are going to roll to the finals. And as Dylan McKinnon, my producer this evening, pointed out during the break, if you round, the Sixers starting five actually averages more points per game than the Warriors starting five. 104 to 100. So there you go. For whatever that's worth.
That's assuming I did the math right, which...
Well, you know.
There's a reason why I'm a part-time producer. I'm not very good at math. But
okay. All right. I'm counting on... I'll direct all of the angry math tweets to you then.
Yeah, tweet at me if that's wrong. Don't tweet at Joe. Blame me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that'll work. I'm sure no one will tweet at me if that's wrong. Let's go to Bryant in Philly next on The Fanatic. What's up, Brian? How you doing?
Hey, I'm fine. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you.
So it looks like the starting five is pretty much set. If you were Elton Brand, would you try to make another trade or wait for a buyout?
Both, probably. I mean, for me, I would look at what you could get for Markelle Fultz. Or Zaire Smith. But other than that, I think you're pretty good, and there are going to be some names that are interesting at the buyout. Like Wesley Matthews is a name that I'm going to be keeping an eye on.
Okay, and you had mentioned pitfalls. I have a couple pitfalls.
Sure.
For you.
Yep.
Turnovers, bad execution, bad game plan, bad in-game management, which we saw happen last year, and just a bad game plan.
Mm-hmm. So that sounds like all coaching.
You think it's all coaching, turnovers, and execution? You think it's coaching?
Not the execution part.
Okay.
Yeah, but not the execution. Well, I think that the coach has to have some level of responsibility for turnovers. Execution, yeah, you're right about that. But, I mean, when you talk about the game plan and things like that, I mean, those are areas where I thought Brett Brown kind of struggled against Brad Stevens, and I'm curious to see how well he's learned his lesson.
Okay, and I have a question about free agency, like looking through the end of the season. I was on basketballreference.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they only have like six contracts for next season. Am I reading that wrong?
Who's they?
Oh, the Sixers.
Okay. I haven't checked that out yet, but, you know, I tend to think that BB Ref is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they sign both Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler to like contracts, how much money do you think they have left over? And who do you think they could grab in the offseason?
It's a great question, Brian. I would have to look. Thanks for the phone call, man. I'll do my homework on that. You know, you'll forgive me. I'm playing catch up here a little bit, not knowing 100% what it's going to cost, first of all, to retain those guys. You know that Jimmy Butler's not going to be interested in taking any kind of hometown discount. I heard a caller earlier talking about how he might exercise his $19.8 million option. That's not going to happen. I think that there's a lot of balls in the air when you look at, you know, who the potential free agents could be. Look, there are a lot of potential expiring contracts that just got traded in the last week here. So we don't even know what the free agent class is going to look like. So, Brian, I promise I'll do my homework. I'll figure out exactly what the contract situation is for the offseason, and I'll get back to you. Right now, I'm just processing the fact that the Sixers seem to have the best starting five in the East and one of the best starting fives in the NBA. I mean, it's exciting. And I think that the expectations now at this point for this team have to change. From, you know, we'll see what happens if they make an Eastern Conference Finals run. It's a successful season, if I could talk. It's a successful season if they make the Eastern Conference Finals versus now where they have to make the NBA Finals, which I think should be the floor. Could they win? Who knows? We don't know how this team matches up with the Golden State Warriors. I think that anybody would, you know, say that the Warriors are absolute betting favorites to win. But the Sixers have as good a chance as anybody to be the team from the Eastern Conference that's challenging them. I don't think all is right, by the way, in Celticville either. I mean, besides the fit issues that they've had integrating Tatum and Irving and Brown, having them all play together, obviously the Gordon Hayward thing has not worked out the way that they hope. But the other thing is, and I was listening to Bill Simmons' podcast earlier, talking about how L.A. has totally bottomed out because literally everybody on the team thinks that they're going to be traded for Anthony Davis. Or is at least hearing their names linked to the Pelicans and Anthony Davis. And so there's very little incentive for those guys to, you know, go hard. There's very it's hard not to, you know, people just say, oh, yeah, be a professional, do your job. I think it's hard when you're constantly being linked. If you're Kyle Kuzma and you're constantly thinking that you're on the way to New Orleans, eventually you're like, all right, well, whatever. Boston's getting that same deal. Everybody's saying the Celtics want Anthony Davis so badly. You've got everybody on Boston wondering if they're going to be the piece that gets included in the Anthony Davis move. Are they the expendable one? I don't think all's right. That's a benefit for the Sixers if there are no more big-time moves coming. You look thoughtful, Dylan. What's up?
By the way, I can confirm my math was a tiny bit off.
How tiny?
The exact numbers are Sixers starters average 103.1.
Okay.
So I was one off on them.
Uh-huh.
And I was actually 100% correct on the Warriors. They average 99.8.
Okay. So you survived the shift.
Yeah.
You're not going to get fired now.
I was one off.
But the fact still remains that the Sixers have more points in their starting lineup than the Warriors. So there you go, D-Train. You live in the Game of Thrones episode this time. You make it to the end. Let's go to Lance in Northeast Philly next on The Fanatic. What's up, Lance?
Hey, Jeff, that was good Golden State Warriors knowledge with the first three off the bench. I was thinking that before you traded the name.
Oh, sorry if I stole it from you.
In lieu of Quinn Cook, I would have gone with that big man they have whose last name is Looney.
Uh-huh, sure, yep.
I'm not exactly sure where he came from or who he even is, but I see his name in the box score a lot.
He's the UCLA guy, yeah.
It's usually Iguodala if he doesn't start, and then Sean Livingston and either Looney or Quinn Cook.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right; their lineup is predicated on the starting five. With we all know who they are. Sixers starting lineup now seems tremendous, but again, the same problem lingers. Very thin off the bench. So if they're going to be players in this buyout market, it'll be interesting to see. My question is this: is there any way Muscala and or Chandler get bought out by the Clippers and would become available again for the Sixers to reacquire?
Interesting point. I'm not sure about that because I don't know what their plans are for those guys, if they're planning on flipping them for something else. I guess they can't. They're going to run out of time here, and they can't trade them immediately after they get them. But I don't know. It's a good question. Would you want either of those guys back? Is there one or the other that you have your eye on that you think would be a good fit?
I think if they could reacquire Muscala, I think he really enjoyed playing here after all those years in Atlanta, and to be shipped right off again before the fall season completed out to L.A., where he probably didn't want to go out there. I'm sure he was enjoying being on the Sixers.
It's weird, though, because everybody else wants to be in L.A., apparently, Lance. Thanks for the phone call. That's all we hear. Brian Brothers tweets in, and he showed the payroll. According to Basketball Reference, Embiid, Butler, Fultz, Simmons, Zaire Smith, and Jonah Bolden are the ones under contract for next year. Now, not all of those guys are unrestricted free agents and everything else, but that's the breakdown currently. So they'll have some room. Embiid's the one with the big number, a $27 million plus. Jimmy Butler actually has the option at 19.8. He's not going to do it. So that's actually five guys who are officially under contract beyond this season. It's flexibility at its finest. Let's go to Cisco and Bluebell next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Cisco?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing great, but I'm kind of pumping my brakes here.
Okay.
I love to trade. Maybe you can steer me in the right direction. I still fear Toronto. And the biggest reason is because the Sixers have a habit of turning the ball over and not playing defense. And Toronto doesn't turn it over, and they do play team defense.
Mm-hmm.
And can you steer me in a different direction? Because I still fear Toronto.
Well, here's what I'll say, right? When you look at Toronto, I think that when you look at how you match up offensively, with right. Toronto. You're looking at Kawhi Leonard being somebody who's going to do a whole lot of the heavy lifting on offense for them. And now you didn't have Jimmy Butler to deploy against Kawhi Leonard with Joel Embiid backing him up at the rim. The Sixers are going to be hard to score on moving forward now that you're not going to have as many leaks or guys to go to in the pick and roll game offensively as you did before. It's still going to be an issue with J.J. Redick sometimes getting switched on to point guards, but I think that the Sixers are better positioned, I agree with you, to defend now than they were before this trade. I really believe that.
I hope so, because I don't know, it looks like the NBA knows the Sixers do have problems as far as turnovers. When you give the ball to Embiid when he's around the three-point line, he has a habit of being out there so often, and he really doesn't have a good handle, okay, to get to the rim. And they key on Embiid in those cases, and sometimes they key on Ben Simmons also. Those turnovers can kill you in the game. And they've been averaging 16 to 18 turnovers a game.
Yeah, it's not what you want. You're right about that.
So that's why I had that fear. That's all I want to say.
No, I got you. And you know what? That's Cisco. Thanks for the phone call, man. It is going to be an issue, I think, in the short term especially. But I think that there's just naturally going to be some growing pains with the team as these pieces continue to come in and out, where it's like you're trying to find your way as a group. And I know that they're professionals and that these guys are the best in the world, and they should be able to integrate, and you should be able to find a way to make it work. But sometimes it's just easier said than done, and it's going to take some time for everything to come together and become that well-oiled machine that you hope it is with the trade. Like, I think of the Jimmy Butler trade, right? The Jimmy Butler trade, I hoped, would work out considerably earlier than now. But Butler and the Sixers are rounding into form, and they're coming together, and they're being able to finally put the effort out on the floor, the product out on the floor that maybe we thought we were getting when Butler was first acquired. I have some patience, and I think that the turnovers are going to come. For Joel Embiid, for instance, I think that having a legitimate scoring big man to pass to out of a double team will cut down on the number of turnovers. Like, if you pass to the wing, for example, as a caller brought up, or if you pass to the corner and Tobias Harris is just waiting there for his man to leave to go double Joel Embiid, that's not great when you're talking about a 40% free throw shooter plus from beyond the arc. I mean, that's, you're setting yourself up to succeed. And before, you looked at the Sixers and you wondered if maybe, you know, with all due respect to these guys, with Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala, if you were maybe a little bit mismatched in terms of the parts that you had versus what you were trying to do. The Sixers seem like, from a synergy standpoint, this is the starting five that they're supposed to have. This seems like they finally have gotten all of their shopping done. And that's what excites me about this group. That's why I say that they should get it. They should make it all the way to the finals. And then we'll see what happens after that. Big names moving around, man. Tobias Harris, Otto Porter, Harrison Barnes. There's people getting shipped out all over the place. Love the NBA trade deadline. Habib in New York is up next on the Fanatic. Good evening, Habib.
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Sixers. I know we don't have depth in the bench, but I think you can mix and match with different starters and, you know, bench players to, you know, cover up for the lack of depth.
Yeah, I agree. You're not going to have those long stretches where, you know, the big three's on the bench and there's no one that can score, and you go through those stretches where teams go on runs on you because you're not able to answer buckets. I think that's going to really stop.
Then I would like to see them get some help in the buyout market. Maybe Matthews or the guy from Miami, the Philly guy.
Oh, Ellington? Yep, I wouldn't mind that either. Yep, I think you're on the right track with those two guys, for sure.
Last year, we got two guys, and they helped with the 16-game winning streak. Ilyasova and
Bellinelli.
Bellinelli.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that probably Wesley Matthews and Ellington are probably better pickups for this group than those guys were last year.
I know Bogdanović is slow. I think he could be used in garbage time a lot. And if we're winning by a lot, you know, and the Understand that Bolden, he gives you more energy.
He does, but I have, Habib, thanks for the phone call. I have problems with Jonah Bolden against size. I've seen enough with Jonah Bolden that when he plays against big bigs, I have concerns. Now, matching up against more fleet of foot guys who might not necessarily be as big, yeah, I get it. I think Boban's going to surprise you a little bit with respect to his athleticism for being 7'3" and 290 pounds. I think he's going to surprise you a little bit. Conditioning's always been a little bit of an issue. He's always been like a 10, 11 points per game player. But let's be very honest about it, right? You don't want Joel Embiid off the floor all that much. You'd prefer that he plays the lion's share of the minutes at center. And I'm willing to make sure that that happens. But when you talk about Marjanovic, I am fascinated by what his potential fit could be here as a supporting piece. I think he's a good bench piece to have. I was very pleasantly surprised when he was included in the deal. Let's go to Mike in North Delaware next on The Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, bud? How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Hey, man. I know the whole tri-state area, everybody's excited about this trade, man. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Why?
And here are 3 points I'm going to make, okay? So we were in the rebuilding, phase for the last 9-10 years, right? I mean, call it what you want. I'd say about 10 years we've been in the rebuilding phase. So we tanked for so long, got all these assets, and now it seems like we're giving it away for guys that are on expiring contracts. Nobody knows if Butler's going to sign. We gave away almost all of our depth to get him. Now we just, shipped out three guys who gave us a little bit of depth that we already desperately needed to get a kid in Tobias Harris. Now, I get it. He doesn't want to be traded anymore, so he might stick in Philly. But, I mean, I look at Butler, man, and I just don't see Butler staying in Philly. I mean, that's just me, but from his body language, from everything that's been going on in the media, I just don't see him staying. So we've given up draft picks after draft picks that could potentially put us in a position to win in the near future, vice win today. Even with the picks being gone and, having Tobias and what everybody's going crazy about, I just don't see the Sixers beating. They're not going to beat the Golden State Warriors.
But don't you think it's enough if they get to the NBA Finals that it might change the conversation surrounding the Sixers as a destination?
No, it's not. It's not.
Why?
You don't hope to make it to the Finals just so you can lose. They don't match up well against those guys in a 7-game series. And I just feel like giving up all of your assets for guys who are not a guarantee to sign a long-term contract is ludicrous.
Well, when you say assets, what do you mean by it? Do you mean draft picks?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the Sixers have had as many bad draft picks that have been in the top three, top five, as they've had good ones. I mean, there's no guarantee that you're going to get anything. There's nothing guaranteed in the NBA.
Right. There's nothing guaranteed in the NBA. But if you look in New Orleans right now, there was a guy who was once shunned by the Sixers organization that's averaging 18 points a game over the last 10, 12 games. Listen, my biggest knock on Philly and, my biggest knock on the Sixers is we as guys in Philly, we don't have patience.
You just said they rebuilt for 10 years. I mean, how patient are you supposed to be? Which, by the way, Mike, thanks for the phone call. I think that was ambitious in terms of, like, the amount of time that the Sixers were actually in a rebuild. Realistically, I think it was probably 5 years. If you want to stretch it to 6, I might buy it. But I don't know. Like, this hasn't been a decade-long rebuild. And to be fair, and this is with having respect for the player, what in the world did Drew Holiday help the Sixers win when he was here? It was clear that that group wasn't going to get it done. Now, think about Drew Holiday as being a centerpiece of the team, being the star of the team, as he was back then, versus now when people were talking about, oh, he'd be a great fit here. Yeah, as a compliment. Not having to do all of the things that he had to do or would have to do were he the Sixers' only star. If Jimmy Butler doesn't sign here, okay, that's already done. Here's the question you have to ask yourself. It's a risk-taking business. Were Robert Covington and Dario Saric going to lift you to the NBA Finals? Are you going to beat the Golden... Even if the Golden State Warriors fall down, whichever team rises up next, whether it's the Lakers or the Clippers or whoever, did you have the horses to beat them? I think the answer is no. I mean, I think we saw what this group could put together against. This is why, by the way, Elton Brand saw that you need to make this trade, because you can talk about assets and accumulating stuff or whatever. This team ceilinged out last year with the same series result that kickstarted the process. Losing to the Celtics in five games made the Sixers dump everything, go into full-on rebuild. Then they went back last year and had the same result. They lost to the Celtics in five games in round two. There's a real concern being like, okay, you can't wait on this forever. There's a line between being patient and literally just sitting back with no expectations and nothing's going to happen. It's the Philadelphia 76ers. This team isn't the Portland Trailblazers. They're not just going to sit back and, like, every once in a generation when they're good, be like, oh, cool, and then just slide back into mediocrity. This is the Sixers. This is the team of Moses and the team of Allen Iverson and the team of Charles Barkley. You're going to go for it when you can. This team went for it. I have no problem with this trade. I like Landry Shamet. I think he's a good, nice player. You're talking about the best starting five in the Eastern Conference. I'll worry about tomorrow. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Elton Brand and the 76ers pull off a blockbuster deal. The Sixers say goodbye to Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, and Mike Muscala, coming to join Ben, Joel, Jimmy, and JJ, 6'9", stretch forward Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and forward Mike Scott. Are the moves complete? Stay tuned to The Fanatic as the NBA trade deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. This is the home of your 76ers, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Smart shoppers know the best deals are always in the off season. Buy a snowblower, snow boots, or sweater in the summer and save tons of money. Wait until fall, pay full price. Window Nation knows this too, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy two windows, get two free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy four windows, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No limit. Plus, call by Sunday, and with the purchase of a house of windows, they'll pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. You can save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install to cause as little of disturbance as possible. Plus, they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you probably need new windows. Buy in the off season and pay the lowest prices of the year, guaranteed. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get two free windows with every two you buy. There is no limit. 0% financing for 5 full years. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Tyrone Johnson here to tell you about my Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart. The Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart this week is 76ers center Joel Embiid. After the Sixers 117-115 loss to the Thunder, Embiid said, quote, "I'm pissed that we lost that game. We had it," unquote. Isn't that what you want from your star athlete? You want a guy who hates losing and is pissed when his team goes down. It's this hate-to-lose mentality that will allow Joel to be a beloved player in the city of Philadelphia for years to come. This is Tyrone for the Pandora Jewelry Player with Heart.
This Valentine's Day, show her she's loved with the perfect gift from Pandora Jewelry. Explore new bracelets, charms, rings, earrings, and necklaces, hand-finished with playful details and sweet engravings that send personal messages of love. Shopping last minute? Choose from Pandora Jewelry's selection of ready-made gift sets. This Valentine's Day, shop Pandora Jewelry and win her heart with the perfect gift.
Find the perfect Valentine's gift at King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, Oxford Valley, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores.
The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing a car that's got style and substance to spare. The all-new RAV4 Limited, featuring a sophisticated, muscular new exterior and available options like a premium JBL audio system and panoramic roof. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Toyota, let's go places. JBL and Clarifier, registered trademarks of Harman International Industries Incorporated.
Basement alarm here. All safe. Kitchen, how you doing?
Kitchen alarm reporting. Good here. Upstairs hallway?
All quiet up here. No need to be alarmed.
Real nice.
With new intelligent wire-free alarms from Kidde, your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms communicate without wires or Wi-Fi. So if there's an alert in any area of your home, all alarms sound, and you can get to safety faster. Get yours today at your local home improvement store.
Rich Eisen here for Honda. Football season's over, but you can still score big on your adventures with the all-new Honda Passport. With a rugged and refined style, an impressive maximum towing capacity, and an easy-to-use dual-stage cargo system, you'll be able to run every play in the book. Bring a slobber-knocker attitude to tough terrain with intelligent traction management and the available all-wheel drive. And keep your head on a virtual swivel with the Honda Sensing suite of safety and driver-assistive features. So hurry to your Honda dealer and get your Passport to adventure.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for our all-new Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread. How would you like it?
I'll take the Ultimate Bromance.
Extra bro-y?
Yeah, definitely.
Bro, this Ultimate Spicy Italian made with Ultimate Cheesy Garlic Bread?
I know, bro.
So much melted mozzarella.
And this garlic butter spread, I can't take it, bro.
You know what this calls for.
Bro hug?
It's like we share the same brain, bro.
Bring it in.
Subway, make it what you want. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
During Aaron's anniversary sale, celebration is in the air. Get started leasing to own with just $5. Plus, save big on TVs, laptops, washers and dryers, and so much more. With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Come, celebrate with us at participating stores or Aaron's.com. From February 1st through the 10th, $5 gets you started leasing to own during Aaron's anniversary sale. P.S. Most stores are now open on Sundays nationwide. Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic. And it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. If you're on the line right now, it's my personal guarantee to you, you will get on the line before our next commercial break. And I've got better news. We've got open phone lines. If you've been waiting all day to weigh in on this Sixers trade, what it means for the team, what's next for the Sixers, now's your chance. 610-632-0975. This team elevates now to the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference thanks to this trade by Elton Brand. Tremendous job by Brand. And I think that, by the way, we haven't talked about Mike Scott, the other element of the trade. It's kind of been seldom used, but in terms of being a bit piece, you know, stretch five and potentially able to do some things for the Sixers. We talked about how thin and interesting the Sixers bench has gotten. Marjanovic is going to be a piece of that. McConnell. There's still going to be pieces. Like, if you get Ellington, just as an example, if you get Wayne Ellington on the buyout market, or you get Wesley Matthews on the buyout market, I don't know how much more the Sixers have to do. If they can find a trade partner for Markelle Fultz and get any kind of contributor for Fultz, I'd be happy to see that. But the Sixers are putting together a complete team. And you've got to really tip your cap to Elton Brand for doing a tremendous job here. Donald in West Oak Lane is up next on The Fanatic. What's up, Donald?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, thank you.
All right. I just had a quick thought. I was just looking at some sticks of First Take. There was Chris Bosh up there, and he was talking about, you know, the teams and all. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, Chris Bosh is, you know, still pretty young and agile, you know. But as far as, like, the Sixers, I don't really trust their staff. And I was thinking that maybe, you know, the Sixers should make a move and, you know, bring Chris Bosh on so he could, you know, work with Joel Embiid. You know, I mean, I know everyone.
Bring him on as like, a player?
No, not as a player, but as like a, you know, the people that's in charge of
like a consultant, you know, better, or a coach or something?
Like a coach, yeah, like a coach where he could work, you know, could work with Joel Embiid.
Be interesting. I mean, Bosh had an interesting game that, you know, you could say Embiid could take something from. I assume that he's pretty comfortable, you know, doing his, you know, his media tour and stuff like that. But it's not something that I would just dismiss out of hand. There could be something to that.
Yeah, that's just a thought I just wanted to share. That's all.
Yeah, Donald, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate that. You know, I think that when you look at Chris Bosh's skill set, if any of that is teachable, I mean, it could be useful. I saw him that he was on sport. He was on ESPN all day today. I think he was on the Morning Sports Center, Get Up, First Take, all kinds of that stuff, man. Yeah, it's one of the sad stories in the NBA that Chris Bosh's health, you know, forced him to retire early. But I don't know. I don't know if he has any interest in coaching or anything like that. But I wouldn't just outright dismiss the idea. Let's go to Chris in South Jersey next on The Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good.
So, like, I'm cool with the trade because Tobias, to me, is way better than Dario is ever going to be. Like,
okay,
just by a long shot. And then I think Boban is going to be good because you don't have to overuse Boban, but he's good for getting Joel off for, you know, a good 5-6 minute spurt that'll get, you know, get him right. But what I think, you know, I'm hoping that Markelle can just survive the next 24 hours. I'm hoping he can survive it because I want us to play the buyout. I don't think, you know, we have a lot of value left to be traded. You know, and I think if we trade anything else, we'll be, you know, we're going to have to give up something of value if we're going to, you know, we need a valuable backup point guard that, you know, TJ is good. I love his heart, but we still need more, you know, from another backup point guard.
So you're talking about Fultz being able to help? Because, I mean, Brett Brown said he's not hopeful that Fultz is going to come back this season.
I mean, even if I don't want us to give up, I think, you know, if we make another trade, you know, and are hoping to get any kind of player, we're going to get a player that's not going to last with us for very long. We don't have any young guards. You mm-hmm. know, we have players that are going to be with us for a while at every other position. But as far as the point guard position, we have nobody that's, you know, looking to be a starting point guard for the Sixers for the next 5 years.
We got Ben Simmons, right?
I mean, outside of Ben, but who's going to back him up?
Right. Okay. Well, so you're talking about a backup point guard, someone who's going to be a starter.
As far as bench that, yeah, I'm not talking about starters. You know, I'm fine with our starter. Our starters are fine. Like, I feel like, you know, 1 through, you know, 7 or 8, we may be fine right now. But you know, when it, when you, TJ is cool, but it's still times, you know, he's not any better than Fred VanVleet. So that's going to show come playoff time. It's still play, you know, we need, we're going to need that bench that, that can really, you know, compete. And we're going to need to get it from a guy who's going to, you know, cause we don't, going into the offseason, then it'll be another problem. You know, and then the rest of the season, it'll be another problem because you, we know that's not going to be, you know, what we're getting from that person.
Well, we'll see, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. And the reason that I say that is not to just be dismissive, but because Golden State doesn't have a ridiculous bench to speak of. Yeah, you've got Andre Iguodala coming off and Sean Livingston, you know, Quinn Cook, Looney, you know, whoever, but not guys that are overwhelmingly, you know, world beaters. With Markelle Fultz, the problem that I have is that I think that you could get something useful for Fultz just straight up. Now, not, you know, a piece that you're building with a foundational building block, you know, forever for the future. But I do think if you're looking for a rebounder, you're looking for a defender, you're looking for, you know, somebody who specializes in backup point guard play, I think you can find somebody like that for Fultz. I'm ready to pull that trigger. I just don't. You look at the Warriors and what they do with their starting five and spreading out their talent through the course of the game. I don't see any reason why the Sixers can't do that. And that's why I'm less worried about the Sixers bench because, like, let's be honest, if your plan A is good enough, you don't need to worry about plan B all that much. Are minutes going to end up being an issue? Yeah, but when you've got guys like Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris and J.J. Redick, you're not asking any one guy to shoulder too much of the load to the point where that guy gets worn down over the course of a seven-game series and all of a sudden is going to be totally ineffective. I just don't see that happening. I just think they're positioned really well for playoff basketball now and way better than they were at any point in the last 3 years. Alex in Bethlehem's next on the Fanatics. Hey, what's going on, Alex? How you doing?
Hey, Joe. Hey, I'm doing well.
Good.
I really like the trade. I think, you know, Tobias Harris is really the quintessential stretch four in the modern NBA today, where these power forwards are asked to do more and more as the years go by.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right about that. You have to shoot. You have to be able to step outside. You have to be able to pass. I mean, it's interesting to me that he hasn't found a permanent home yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm thrilled about having Tobias. Now, here's my concern. The Western Conference has been better than the East for, you know, probably the last 20 years. And I think for the first time it's actually shifted. And I think the top of the East, I think, is slightly better than the West. And I mean, obviously Golden State in the West, but
you mean like
that,
2 through 4? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, cause I look at Milwaukee and Toronto and what those teams are doing right now. And they are scary good right now. And I don't think people are giving them enough credit. That's where I'm concerned.
So, I mean, I think that a lot of people have I mean, not to just blatantly disagree, but I think a lot of people are respecting what Toronto and Milwaukee have put together. It's just now I think that people are confident that the Sixers have the firepower to be able to keep up with those teams when maybe in the past, even as recently as a couple weeks ago, people were, you know, maybe fooling themselves into thinking that the Sixers would be in a series with those guys.
All right, maybe people are giving them enough credit, but like I look at Milwaukee, and you know they're more than a one man team right now, and,
mm-hmm.
and Toronto with the emergence of Pascal Siakam, and
yep.
you know the addition of guys like Danny Green and Kawhi is healthy and rested, and that's a place we have a hard time winning up there in Toronto. So for us to go up there and win a series, look, I'm going to stay confident. I'm going to stick behind this team. I love what we did, but it's going to be a tough road in the East.
Yeah, Alex, thanks for the phone call. I don't think that it's going to be a walkover for the Sixers. I truly don't believe that. But I will say this confidently. I like their chances now, and I didn't before. And I was on the record as saying this before, too. I am as confident in them as I am any other team in the East right now. Before, I would not have been confident in a seven-game series against any of the three teams, against Milwaukee, against Boston, against Toronto. Now I am. This was a knockout trade. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Chris in Williamstown's next on the Fanatic. What's happening, Chris?
You know, Joe, I don't know what the last Chris wanted them to do with Markelle Fultz. I mean, I think coupled with the Sixers and his antics, he has whittled his trade value down to a bag of M&Ms with almonds because he's just that nutty in the head. Like, I mean, that's what I feel Markelle Fultz's trade value is at this point. Until he shows something, who's going to take a flyer on him? Who?
Right, that's the hard part is, you know, you had to think that those picks would be a sweetener in any kind of Markelle Fultz trade, and now you don't really have a sweetener, so his value is really diminished, Chris, especially with Brett Brown coming out and saying that he doesn't expect to see him this year.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's a whole other issue for a whole other day, Brett Brown, but I love the trade. I was talking with Mikey Mintz last week about the theme for a backup center is Boban Marjanović, and then don't they go out and actually get him themselves? Like, you know, I like that, you know, coincidence, but, you know, Tobias is going to be interesting. But here's my qualm, and this will be my qualm no matter what team, players, or whatever you bring in here. You know, if things go sour and things go the wrong way, Jimmy, I already feel doubt is it crept into Jimmy Butler's mind of whether he's coming back here or not next year. Now, if that's true false, how long is it before it starts creeping into Tobias's head, you know, and then et cetera, when one domino falls, the rest go. You've now, if you lose those two players for any reason, and I'm just playing this fantasy scenario, you have now traded all those players away and lost those two. What kind of pie would be on your face after something like that unveils?
Well, it wouldn't be the ideal scenario.
You can't guarantee they're coming back here just
to
pray for them.
No. You can't guarantee that. You're right. But, I mean, you see teams left and right. And like I said, this is a doomsday nightmare scenario. You see teams trading left and right for cap space, for expiring contracts, for the right to get out of things. Look, that's not why the Sixers made these moves. It's not the end of the world. It's not great, but it's not the end of the world if they don't re-sign. Honestly, think about what you gave up. Landry Shamet, I've said it from the beginning, is the worst thing that you gave up. Like, it stinks that you had to give up Landry Shamet. The Sixers pick, who cares? You hope that that's a team that's going to be, you know, picking in the 20s or whatever. The Miami 2021 pick, no high school players in the draft, and you've got a very experienced executive, Pat Riley, running the Miami Heat. He's not going to have them be bad in 2021. It's not going to happen. I'm not that worried about anything else that you gave up. Did you give up stuff? Yeah, sure you gave up stuff, but you took a chance. And you're trying to swing for the fences. I like that. I think that's a good thing that the Sixers did. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Let's go to Brandon next on The Fanatic. You're on the Joe Torti Show. What's going on, Brandon?
So what's up, man?
Doing great.
You just said it, man. You gave up Mascala. I mean, yeah, it kind of stinks to give up Landon, but, you know, to get what you got back, it was absolutely worth it. Even if they weren't the restart, it's still worth it for this year. I mean, I didn't give up that much, to be honest with you. You know, I'm excited because I think 1 through 5, to me, after Golden State, you might have the best 1 through 5 on paper right now.
I agree. There's nobody in the Eastern Conference that I think is definitely better than the Sixers at this point.
I mean, he can do a little bit of everything. You know, he can spot up. He can take you off the dribble. You know, they said his defense wasn't that good, but, you know, you got Embiid, you got Jimmy Butler out there, but got those Simmons. I mean, you know, as long as you're serviceable with those two players out there, I don't think you can hurt full defense that much.
No, I'm with you. I think that overall, thanks, Brandon, offensively and defensively, there's nothing to be all that worried about when it comes to the Sixers. I really don't think so. I think that this is a team that made a move, that knew that they had to make a move to compete with the best teams. They did it, and this is the result. By the way, consider this, right? Consider the fact that the Clippers are going full all in. And I think that it's become apparent, right? They're going full all in on Kawhi Leonard, clearing space for Kawhi Leonard. They're potentially trying to position themselves for an Anthony Davis trade. and they're a team that's on the borderline in terms of making the playoffs in the Western Conference. They make this move, they're trying to lose games. They're trying to pull a full-on Sixers and, you know, acquire players that are not going to help them win. That tells you what they think about Wilson Chandler and about Mike Muscala. Now, Landry Shamet is the key that they wanted, a young player who's under team control for a little while. It's like I said, you've got to give something up to get something. But that's why the Clippers made this trade, is they think that their team this year got worse because of it. And I know that we've been trained and conditioned to look into the future and ask ourselves, what does this mean? What could this potential asset be down the road? And Sam Hinkie always said, you know, I would hope that we would be the people with the longest view in the room. Well, at some point, you've got to just load up. At some point, you've got to say, this, we're not going to wait for this to come to us. We're going to go out and make something happen. And I've mentioned this before, it's unfair, and I don't know exactly why it is. I have my guesses, I've thrown out reasons. For whatever reason it is, Philadelphia is not a free agent destination. It's not in football, it's not a free agent destination in hockey, it's not a free agent destination in basketball. And if baseball's offseason has shown us anything, having all of the money in the world is apparently not enough to make it a free agent destination in baseball to the point where people want to just jump on board right away. So you've got to do it brute force. You've got to trade for these guys, bring them on board, make have them fall in love with the city. Let me be honest. I am not sure, even to this day, I know that people have tried to debunk it and point it out. I am not even sure to this day that Joel Embiid was psyched to be drafted by Philadelphia. I'm not positive. And that's not a hill that I'm willing to die on. If people say, no, he was just delayed on the video, whatever. Fine. All right, maybe he was just delayed on the video. He's fallen in love with the city. He's fallen in love with the fans. He's fallen in love with everything about Philadelphia. He's Mr. Philadelphia at this point. You've got to find guys like that, and sometimes they don't come because they want to right away. Contrast that with free agent destination, the New York Knicks, who literally, through sheer, blind, dumb luck, stumbled upon one of the most unique players of a generation in Kristaps Porzingis. And 3.5 years into his career, that guy's not on the roster anymore. Perception and reality are different, man. You look, I have as many positive memories about Madison Square Garden as any building in my life. I mean, formatively going up and seeing the Big East tournament, my parents having me skip school to go up and watch the Big East tournament when it was up there. I got my first professional assignments covering teams at Madison Square Garden. I love it. The allure, the glamour, and all that stuff, that exists. People can think, oh man, it'd be so great to go and play there. And yet, look at what's happened. New York hasn't been able to hang on to anybody. They've struck out in the free agent market forever. People talk about Los Angeles as being this great free agent destination because they got Manny Machado last year and because LeBron James signed there. Who is a free agent that the Los Angeles Lakers have nailed besides LeBron in like the last 8 years? I can't even think of one. D-Train.
Dwight Howard? Was that a trade?
I think that was a trade. I don't think
was
that
Steve was... Steve Nash trade, too?
I mean, does that even count? Like, end of career Steve
Nash? I mean,
that's
Nash? The last time I think of someone going to the Lakers.
So we always point out, because LeBron chose the Lakers, and because he so obviously wanted the Lakers, we're always like, man, Los Angeles always gets the best stuff. It's not true. And New York, for being this great free agent destination, had Porzingis. And Porzingis is out. Look, I don't know why it is. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what the beef is with Philadelphia. But I know that when people get here, they like to stay. Alshon Jeffrey came here on a one-year deal. And he thought, Carson Wentz throws the ball a million times a game. I'm going to rack up all the yards, and then I'm going to sign some mega deal elsewhere. And he gets here, and he sees how much he enjoys being in Philadelphia and how good of a situation it is that he re-ups to stay here. Everybody who comes to Philadelphia likes it. Very, very few people are like, man, I got to get out of Philly. This is terrible. It's going to work out. Eventually, even if Jimmy Butler goes off to play somewhere else, if he wants to get mega paid somewhere else, doesn't want to be in Philly anymore because somewhere else he has the chance to team up with other players or whatever, and he didn't like Brett, whatever. Don't you think that if they get to the NBA Finals that he's going to tell people that it was a positive enough experience? Like, J.J. Redick's going to tell people, yeah, well, I signed there again. Word travels in the NBA. I think it's become apparent that coaches and players and agents and everybody talks and everybody knows. Eventually, the word's going to get out that Philly's a good spot. Trust the process and whatnot. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Chris tweets in, that would mean that minus the picks in the Harris deal, you give up Dario and Covington in the Butler deal, you then gave up Moose, Landry, etc., that bench will miss all those guys. Well, Robert Covington was a starter for you, so you swapped out the starter for Jimmy Butler. If he goes away, that means you lose Covington. Dario Saric was like a sixth man. Muscala, Landry, Wilson Chandler. Yeah, but you're not giving them up for absolutely nothing, right? Like, it's not like the Sixers have way fewer players. You've got Marjanovic. You have Mike Scott, who actually matched up against Muscala in the two games that he played against the Sixers. He's like a Muscala replacement. 6'8" power forward whose strength is outside shooting. And you know, he's probably a 15-minute-a-night guy.
That's what she said.
you're going to love it if Mike Scott ends up being a player, Dylan.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening! Everybody stay calm!
You've got Furkan Korkmaz. There's increased optimism that Justin Patton is going to be able to be available soon. He just had a 13-minute outing with the Bluecoats. Zaire Smith, you hope that he's, you know, good to go. Shake Milton broke his finger. You don't have nothing on the bench. Don't get me wrong, it's not great, it's not awe-inspiring, but you don't have an absolute barren wasteland on the bench. Gonna be alright. By the way, one of the main things that people have talked about, and this is a small tangent, so I'm sorry for that. We'll get back to the Sixers talk in a second. We have wide open phone line, 610-632-0975. One of the problems that people have with evaluating college players, and they see a guy who scores a lot, it's like, how is he going to defend in the NBA? How are they going to... I would submit for your review that literally doesn't matter because defense in the NBA died tonight. You know how I mentioned that the Bucks scored 85 points in the first half against the Wizards? The Wizards scored 65 freaking points in the first half and trailed by 20.
This is starting to get ugly.
It is. I don't want to hear about how people can't defend, Timmy. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about, oh, what happens if this guy gets involved in a pick and roll? The Wizards scored 65 points in the first half and trailed the Bucks by 20.
This is basketball, baby!
But please, you know, when I talk about how much I love the college game, the NBA, you know, apologists and the purists get up in my face. Like, oh, what, you don't like talent? You don't like good players? Blah, blah. All right. First of all, I like to live in a world where both can exist, the NBA and college basketball. But secondly, you're pretending that defense actually does exist in a world where the Sixers... or the Wizards, rather, were on pace for 130 points and were down by 20 at halftime. That's where we are at this point. Holy smokes. 610-632-0975. Small tangent. And I'm not that guy who's going to yell at clouds and like, no one defends in the NBA anymore. But the idea that a guy who's an elite-level scorer, like a Kevin Durant, somebody who's like an outrageous scorer in college, but how's this guy going to defend? Doesn't matter. Literally doesn't matter because very few teams are trying anyway. Greg K tweets in, I never understand why people get so upset over trades. The Sixers traded 5 role slash bench players for 2 players that could help them get over the hump. What's not to like about this? I mean, that's what it is. I mean, eventually you've got to think, oh, all that depth that they had, that depth wasn't helping them. Depth doesn't win in the NBA. Talent wins in the NBA. Now, there are extreme examples. In 2010, with the LeBron James Miami Heat team, I would argue that that team stunk, even with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, because literally you couldn't get anybody else on that team. You were so capped out, and you know, it didn't work. And it didn't work until they added some pieces, learned how to play together, yes, but they were finally able to add some guys in key roles, and then that team became a championship team. There's a balance to be struck between having depth and having talent, but talent is a heavy, heavy weight on the end of that swing saw. Or that seesaw, swing saw. So when you're trying to balance out that seesaw, I would urge you to err on the side of having more talent. And that's what the Sixers have done. It's all, look, I was never the biggest Dario or Rocco fans. I know that they were useful pieces. Landry Shamet, I think, useful piece once again. You got to give something to get something. Sixers did. They're a better team for it. If all we heard is that the Sixers' role players and bench were bad anyway, who cares if they're worse? As long as their starters got better. What's up, D-Train?
I was gonna say, what the Sixers essentially did is they found a bunch of loose change in their car, they took it to one of those Coinstar machines, just poured it in, and got some actual cash that you can actually use.
Yeah, you have less jingle in your pocket. But, I mean, let's be honest here. If you're dealing in bills, people take you more seriously. Very nice on the analogy, D-Train. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Jim in Havertown next on The Fanatic. Good evening, Jim.
Yo, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are
good.
You?
Good, thank you.
Your producer's a good guy. I just noticed his accent, too, with the car and whatever else. He said something else with AR, too. I didn't know he was a guy.
He's a suspicious character, Dylan McKinnon. he's definitely under investigation, yeah.
You know how much I call these stations, dude. And believe me, there's some knuckleheads that answer your phones that you guys got to filter through sometimes. But this guy's a good guy.
Yeah, he's okay, I guess. What do you have, Jim?
You'll keep him for now.
Yeah, he can stay for now. I think I'm out of warranty anyway.
Guys, I want to go with the misnomer that defenses win championships, which of course sounds a little stupid from my side because they can, but it's not a guarantee. In the NFL, I got so tired of hearing it, dude. I finally looked it up. And sometimes you got to go by yardage. Other times people go by points with number one defenses. Right? Mm-hmm. You get the most yards, you get the most points. So when you go by the most points, I think the top defense got the Super Bowls 14 times maybe over the last 53 years. It doesn't happen as often as you would think. But they won 12 championships. But on the flip side, the number one offense went like 19 times mm-hmm. and won 12 championships. So you got to go to win. So I don't care how you go. And what I'm an analogy I'm going with is the Sixers. I watched them last night get stop after stop in that, final 5 minutes. But they couldn't score the ball. So I'm just so tired of everybody being so prevalent with defense.
Well, and I'm with you, Jim, until like you said, you know it's going to happen. Until they are scoring a million times and they can't stop anybody.
No, I agree. You get out of hand in the NBA, dude. You're totally right with that criticism. The NBA is out of hand with you. But, dude, how about the calls they got to put up with? That call on that three-pointer last night with the leg out, that's for when you stick one leg out to keep the defender away from you and, God forbid, injure him. He had both legs. That was just a natural shot. The natural way his legs go when he shoots. Yep. I couldn't believe he made that call.
I'm with you.
Crazy.
Jim, it's out of control, man. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Tom, I agree. It's really, really frustrating. The leg kick is something that I hate, by the way. Either way, I hate it when you leg kick, and I hate the calls that result from the leg kick. But if it's a natural part of your stroke, I mean, just let it go. Let it go. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. One of the things that I wanted to get into, too, tonight, part of it's going to be one more thing. We're going to talk about Anthony Davis a lot. The latter part of the show is going to be Anthony Davis focused, because this whole situation has just been fascinating to me. And I used to be worried about it because I'd worry about the way that it was going to impact the Sixers. I don't know if I'm as worried about it now. I don't know if I'm as concerned about where Anthony Davis ends up now, because the Sixers, one, are not going to be the team that trades for him. And two, there have been some other teams. Like, the Clippers are so clearly telegraphing that they've got images of Kawhi Leonard and Anthony Davis dancing in their heads. Like, that is so clear now based on the trade that they made with Tobias Harris and Marjanovic and everybody else. Like, that's a team that is going to be heavily in on one and or both of those guys. So, I mean, when I think about that, I think, okay, well, going out west is fine. I said I didn't want to see Anthony Davis in New York. I don't think that you'll see Anthony Davis in Boston. If he ends up somewhere else, that's great. And if Kawhi Leonard goes with him, so much the better. I mean, I think that that is ideal. I think if the Clippers think that they're going to be able to build the Warriors, like the successors to the Warriors in the West, that's fine as long as the Sixers are allowed the room to operate in the Eastern Conference. And I think that's the way it looks right now. Look thoughtful again, D-Train.
Well, we have another trade in the NBA.
No.
This is a player that a lot of Sixers fans have actually wanted at certain points. According to Shams Charania, the Wizards are trading Markieff Morris to the Pelicans for Wesley Johnson.
Interesting. So the Pelicans are at least open for business. Wesley Johnson changing hands, too. I know a lot of people have pointed to Morris because he's a local product and everything like that. There you go. Making moves. D-Train providing the updates as well as producing tonight. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Sean and Delco next. What's up, Sean?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I was at the game last night, and the last caller just said we were getting those stops, but more importantly, we couldn't keep them off the offensive glass.
Right.
It was pathetic. And I was sitting there with my brother, and I could not stop cursing out Mike Muscala. He's on the team for what? He's supposed to be that stretch four, and obviously he's not on the team anymore.
Right, but that's why he was there yesterday. Yep.
Right. So if you're not going to play any defense and you're not going to grab any rebounds, at least hit threes. And he couldn't. He'll go on runs where, yeah, he'll have a game where he hits 3-4 threes, and then he won't hit one for three games. I couldn't ask for better news when I woke up this morning. I mean, as happy as I was with Tobias Harris coming in, I was even happier Muscala was gone.
Well, I mean, there you go. You thought Christmas was over. Get a little bit more action in February. It's a beautiful thing, Sean.
Right. But regardless, I think somebody said, yeah, I think we had the best starting five in the East at this point. But that being said, the bench definitely needs some work. And I know that can happen, whether it's moving Fultz or the buyouts. Love to see Wesley Matthews in a Sixers jersey, but
yeah, that'd be
all
awesome.
In all, I mean, I think I'm very happy Brand pulled the trigger. I like that Heat pick, but I'll take the guy that's proven over the question mark.
Well, yeah, and Sean, thanks for the phone call. That's what I mean. Like, I think that when you look at the high Sixer draft picks, there have been some good ones. There's been Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, but for every one of those, there's a Markel Fultz, there's a Jahlil Okafor. It's an inexact science when you're talking about basketball players coming up. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. We've got a little bit more than the half an hour left, so let's get your phone calls. React. What do you think of this trade? With Tobias Harris coming in, Sixers with the best starting five in the Eastern Conference. Is that enough for you to say that they should make it to the NBA Finals? It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The
Sixers pull off a monster trade and acquire 6'9 stretch forward Tobias Harris, Boban Marjanovic, and forward Mike Scott for Landry Shamet, Wilson Chandler, and Mike Muscala. Are the moves complete? Stay tuned to the Fanatic as the NBA trade deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. This is the home of your 76ers, 97.5 The Fanatic.
At Armor Metals Recycling, we know how to take care of all your metal, wire, and computers. We help some of the largest companies in the area with their recycling needs. It doesn't matter if it's left over at a job site or left out on the curb. It's metal, we'll accept it. Our 6-acre facility features easy tractor and trailer accessibility and 2 docks for unloading pallets, plus a 70-foot truck scale, 2 non-ferrous scales, and a magnet service. Armor Metals is one of the few local facilities that can analyze exotic metals, and we gladly take catalytic converters. Not more than 500 pounds of ferrous metals or wire, we'll load it, weigh it, pay it with our mobile service right at your location. You can trust at Armor Metals and Recycling, you'll always get paid the highest prices with the best customer service. Whether you need container service, mobile service, or drop-off, Armor Metals has got you covered. Located at 8300 National Highway behind Pennsauken High School or at armormetals.com. Armor Metals and Recycling is your trusted recycling partner.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Smart shoppers know the best deals are always in the off season. Buy a snowblower, snow boots, or sweater in the summer and save tons of money. Wait until fall, pay full price. Window Nation knows this too, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy 4 windows, get 4 free. Buy 8, get 8 free. No limit. Plus, call by Sunday, and with the purchase of a house of windows, they'll pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. You can save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install to cause as little of disturbance as possible. Plus, they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you probably need new windows. Buy in the off season and pay the lowest prices of the year, guaranteed. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get 2 free windows with every 2 you buy. There is no limit. 0% financing for 5 full years. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
The all-new Toyota RAV4 asks, what if? What if your ride was refined and rugged at the same time? Introducing a car that's got style and substance to spare. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Featuring a sophisticated, muscular new exterior and available options like a premium JBL audio system and panoramic roof. The all-new RAV4 Limited. Toyota. Let's go places. JBL and Clarifier registered trademarks of Harman International Industries Incorporated.
You know what I just opened? Dietz Nuts.
What?
You heard me, Dietz Nuts. They're from Dietz and Watson.
What are Dietz Nuts?
Great question. Number one, Dietz Nuts are not nuts. Number two, Dietz Nuts are meat nuts.
What are meat nuts?
You have too many questions. This is the time you could be spending with Dietz Nuts. So grab a handful and see how they taste.
Dietz and Watson introduces Dietz Nuts, a protein-packed savory sausage snack available on Amazon Fresh.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, well, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
Whether you're popping the question on Valentine's Day or later this year, don't miss Benari Jewelers' first ever diamond engagement ring event. Get 20% off some of our finest rings, including those from top designers. You'll find the ring of her dreams ready the same day. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 36 months with approved credit. 20% off select rings now through February 13th at Benari Jewelers. In Exon and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Hey, sis.
that's what you have to.
Shopping for phone plans?
Check out Walmart Family Mobile. They have two truly unlimited lines priced for under $75 a month, powered by T-Mobile, plus all the latest phones.
Two lines for under $75?
Now with 5 gigabytes of mobile hotspot per line.
That's too good a value to pass up.
Touché, sister. Visit MyFamilyMobile.com or pick up your plans at Walmart today. Walmart Family Mobile. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Video typically streams at DVD quality. See terms at MyFamilyMobile.com.
My name is James Stewart, and along with Mike Sarge Riley, we are Wrestling Inside the Ropes. Listen now at bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Talk for Plymouth Meeting and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight this evening. Dylan McKinnon is producing. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. A lot of tweets about what's going on next. So Xavier Thomas tweets in, or Xavier, I'm sorry, I don't know which one it is. Don't let your pride allow you to pass up on an opportunity. New Orleans wasn't doing anything in the West with AD anyway. If he doesn't want to play there, let him go. The man wants to do something with his career, not waste it sitting in New Orleans. Trade him to L.A. He was responding to me commenting on a Bleacher Report article talking about how the Knicks are on equal footing with the Lakers in terms of teams AD is interested in signing long-term with, per the Stein line. I'm going to get to this a little bit more in just a little bit here. You know what? We'll do it now. We'll do it now. There's plenty more to talk about for one more thing. I was going to save this for one more thing. But the Anthony Davis versus New Orleans by way of Los Angeles thing has been a story that's been dominating the NBA. And here's the thing. And here's something that I've been thinking about a lot. Is that we've talked often about, you know, player mobility and is it a good thing, is it a bad thing, what, you know, all that kind of stuff, and whose side are you on? Well, Gail Benson is the owner of the Pelicans. And pretty much, you know, she's coming from the Saints perspective because she's also, you know, in the ownership group for the New Orleans Saints. So she's the, you know, first woman to be the majority shareholder of a voting stock in an NBA and an NFL franchise. But she's coming over from that perspective. Now, and this was covered on the Bill Simmons podcast as well. Tremendous stuff on this topic in particular. I'd recommend it after you're finished listening to this show. So one of the things that, you know, is brought up is that Anthony Davis is unhappy in New Orleans. And so it's time to trade Anthony Davis. And that's what somebody comes up to Gail Benson and says. And she says, well, why? Like, we have him under contract for a year and a half. Like, it's, you know, why is now the time that we have to trade him? Yeah, you have to trade him because his agent said so. And not only that, you also have to trade him to one team specifically in the Los Angeles Lakers. And she says, well, are you telling me that if I don't trade him to that team, that more teams are going to be interested in his services, like later? Are you saying that more teams are going to be interested in trading for him, and so offers might get better if we wait? And people have to look at her and be honest, because she's the owner, and be like, yeah, probably. There will probably be better offers in the offseason as opposed to right now at the trade deadline. For instance, Boston really wants this guy, and they can't really make this trade because of the Kyrie Irving thing. So she says, all right, well, I think I'm going to hang on to this guy then. But there's another layer to this, okay? The other element to this, and by the way, the other aspect of it is, oh, if we sit him out, by the way, the rest of the season, you're talking about improving your position in the Zion Williamson sweepstakes or whoever you have targeted with the number one overall pick. So it makes a whole lot of sense for them not to trade Anthony Davis yet. And especially from Gail Benson's perspective, where you're coming from the NFL ownership side of things, where an agent doesn't determine whether you're going to deal a player, and certainly not where you're going to deal this player. But there's another element.
Yeah, Anthony Davis has had a lot of time. If you don't want to be in New Orleans, that's fine. It's a free country. Like, you're allowed to want to work for whoever you want to work for or not. But here's the thing. If your, like, girlfriend is breaking up with you, or you suspect that your girlfriend is breaking up with you, or boyfriend, whatever, and their prospective partner is just there hovering and waiting to just scoop up this person and be like, all right, well, you know, this is inevitable. This is just going to happen. Do you have to, like, sit back there and make it easy for them? Do you have to do everything that you can to make sure that their relationship is healthy and fruitful and starts as soon as possible? If you're married and you know that your partner is going to leave you for somebody else, do you have to make the separation all neat and tidy and perfect and clean for them? You might say, yeah, why not? Well, Rachel Nichols was on The Jump, obviously. She hosts The Jump. Tremendous stuff from Rachel Nichols. And she asked Brian Windhorst about the possibility. Is the question in there, Dylan, or is this? Okay, it is. So this is how the exchange went. I'll let Rachel Nichols take it from here.
Do you think that the Pelicans set the Lakers up? Do you think that they were upset enough? I have no knowledge. I am just throwing out a question. That they were upset enough with what they had made clear they felt like was tampering, and they felt like that they were going in to reach in after their player and cause all this disruption in the middle of the season when they thought they had at least to this summertime. Do you think that they never intended to really engage with the Lakers that much?
Good point.
But kept putting out publicly all these trade offers so that we saw last night it would ruin their team chemistry, at least temporarily, disrupt all their young guys, make things miserable for this team? Is that possible?
It's not just possible. It's what happened.
You think so?
I don't know. I know that the Pelicans, you know. How do I want to put this up?
Hey, man, you're on TV. Let's go now.
The Pelicans had a method to their madness in the way this went.
That was pretty good.
Did they know it was going to lead to a 40-point loss because everybody's upset? Not necessarily. But again, I want to go back to just be space.
Is this a Marion Barry set me up situation?
I just want to go based in reality. There is an information war going on right now. Okay, it's not even necessarily just about Anthony Davis. And by the way, it's not just the Pelicans and Lakers playing.
Oh, yeah.
There are other teams playing as well. I've never, in 16 years covering the NBA, I've never seen anything like this. It's fascinating, and it's not even about the trade. It's about everything that's going on around the trade.
Good.
That's why there's not going to be.
So there you go. Straight from Brian Windhorst, who's as plugged into all things LeBron as it's possibly possible to be, says that the Pelicans were literally messing with the Lakers and that this was never going to happen anyway. Now, why can they do that? Because if the Lakers actually want Anthony Davis, and this is to respond to that tweet that I got from Xavier Thomas. Don't let your pride allow you to pass up on an opportunity. It's Anthony Davis. He's not a carton of milk that's going to expire at the trade deadline. If you want him, okay. And you're offering your entire team and all your draft picks and everything like that, that offer will still stand after the season. And if it doesn't, if you're pulling back, fine. Somebody else will take him. The Knicks or the Celtics or whatever. Or maybe the Clippers. Maybe you have to deal with Anthony Davis being in your city playing for the other team. Deal with it. I think that it's a tremendous... Like, the idea that some super agent should get the power broker how every single team in the NBA is set up is stupid. And I think it's awesome that someone, this isn't about siding with billionaires over millionaires. That's not what this is. I think it's awesome that somebody's saying this system's stupid. And the idea that somebody can just take it total advantage and just set their clients up together everywhere, blah, 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 all this, that, and the other thing. It's nonsense. You would be here for another year and a half if I wanted you to be. You're under contract that long. I think it's cool. I think it's great. And I think it's the best thing for the Pelicans to not set up Anthony Davis exactly where he wants to be when you've already limited your pool because Boston's not able to get involved and some other teams that would be involved in the offseason aren't able to get involved right now. Plus, they torpedoed the Lakers. They lost by 40 points or whatever last night. Maybe an unpopular opinion. I don't know. I think that Pelicans are doing great stuff right now. Anthony Davis is well within his rights to want to move on. But that doesn't mean that you have to ship him off to a team, regardless of what other people think the deal is in terms of the value. You do not have to ship him off and have him go exactly to the team that he wants to go to. Who cares? Wait and get the best offer from everybody. 610-632-0975. I can't believe that I just dedicated 5 or 6 minutes to non-Sixer stuff. We're going to get back to the Sixers right now with Cassidy in San Fran. What's up, Cassidy? How you doing, man?
Hey, dude. First off, I agree with everything you said on the Lakers thing. I live out in California right now, and dude, it's sad what they did. They look so weak right now, and Magic and LeBron, like they just look exposed. It's awful. It looks so bad. And to get back to the Sixers, I think now is the time to move Fultz. I think with how bad the Lakers situation is and how embarrassing it is, the Sixers, they're embarrassed too with this Fultz thing. You know they are. And it's like, it's time to move on. Just get rid of them and move on, because that's embarrassing too. And I think it's just time to drop this guy.
Well, and the thing is, Cassidy, that in the future, like, what I'm worried about from the Sixers' perspective with Markelle Fultz is that, like, the mystery box value might go away.
Yeah, but...
You know what I mean?
No, 100%. I mean, he was the number one pick for a reason.
But I'm with you. I don't think that he's going to be a contributor is what I'm saying. So I'm saying if you move him sooner rather than later, that mystery box thing is still alive for some
team. Absolutely. And it's like... And it'd be different if his body language said, I want to be out here. I want to contribute. But I can feel for a 20-year-old kid who wants to be out there, but just is limited.
Sure.
But this guy, I see him in his street clothes. I see him just, you know, like this doesn't even matter to him. And it's like, come on, man. Like, you guys got something special going here. And if you don't want to be with it, then we'll find somebody who does. That's what I think it comes down to.
Cassidy, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. And I anticipate that could be the case for the Sixers moving forward. I don't know that... Here's the thing. I just believe that Brett Brown would rather be finished with it. I think he'd rather wash his hands of the Markelle Fultz thing and not have to answer any more questions. Certainly not when his team has the best starting five in the Eastern Conference, should be fielding questions about NBA Finals opportunities and not what's the update on Markelle. I think that that's going to be an element of this as well. 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torti Show. Coming up, one more thing and more of your phone calls next on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
You don't need snow to have an adult snow day. Just head to eBay. Whether your idea of fun is binging bad TV under a fuzzy blanket in the Northeast, skateboarding barefoot in SoCal, or strapping on crampons and scaling a 10,000-foot Alaskan glacier, eBay can help you turn a free day into a me day. And make the most of your money shopping eBay deals with our best price guarantee, plus free shipping on millions of items. If it's happening on your adult snow day, It's happening on eBay.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear. Check out some of the pieces I'm wearing this week from Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point. Whether it's a beautiful pair of diamond stud earrings or a simple timeless diamond pendant, Julie from Family & Company will make her fall in love with you all over again. Visit the showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Sick Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh, never frozen beef and double the applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
If you're like me, you know who's going to win every basketball game. If you're not, FanDuel Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up and place a risk-free bet up to $500 on any game. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund your bet up to $500 in site credit. FanDuel has tons of other awesome promos happening all the time. Odd boost, bet insurance, special bonuses, and more. There are tons of sports to choose from, too. And FanDuel offers some of the most competitive lines around. I'm thinking about a futures bet on the NBA championship and also liking the orange and black right now. Don't forget, you could place a $500 risk-free bet on any sport or game when you use my code Natalie. Download the app to bet from anywhere in Jersey. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ or download the app and use my code Natalie and make your first bet. If you lose, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you a refund in site credit of up to $500. Must not have previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret all month long. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events, like monthly amateur night, featuring a cash prize to the winner. Having a guy's night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters, with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's hotter happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret. Open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only true gentlemen's club, 3225 Advance Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. Online at creeksidecabaret.com.
Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. We're in our final segment of the day before taking a little break. 5 hours until The Fanatic at 5 or thereabout. It was a heavy, heavy Sixers day today. And as well it should be. The Sixers made the biggest trade, probably the second biggest trade, right? I think it's fair to say that probably the Kristaps Porzingis for Dennis Smith Jr. trade in terms of magnitude is probably a bigger trade. But in terms of the impact on the playoff picture and the NBA in general, by far the biggest trade, the Sixers trading for Tobias Harris, because the Sixers have now set themselves up with the best starting five, I would argue, in the Eastern Conference, assuredly, and maybe, depending on your metrics, in the NBA. Now, what I said to open this show, I still feel strongly about. It's that I didn't feel great about the Sixers before this trade was made. I felt good about them, and I liked the fact that Jimmy Butler was rounding into form and fitting in with the team a little bit better and everything else. But I didn't particularly care for the way that the Sixers were going about it. I just felt like they were half in. I felt like they were the person at the Texas Hold'em table just, like, you know, bleeding away their chips and just waiting for pocket aces or something like that where they were going to hit their home run hand. And I thought it was just as likely that the Sixers would flame out before the Eastern Conference Finals as they would reach the Eastern Conference Finals. And for a team that's supposedly pushing their chips all in, I was uncomfortable with that. But in order to maximize your window with Jimmy Butler, who it is no guarantee that he re-signs with the Sixers. I know that when the trade happened, both sides expressed interest in that. There's no guarantee. But Elton Brand took the temperature of the team and made a move that needed to be made. Adding Tobias Harris, Marjanovic, you set the Sixers up so that they are a team that should feel comfortable and, I would say, confident matching up with any of the teams in the Eastern Conference. So at this point, it's finals or bust for the Sixers. Expectations have changed, things have been ramped up, and I could not be more excited. This is their crossing the Rubicon moment. There's no going back from this. There's no more optionality. There's no more stuff in the future. There's no more backdoors. It is win or fail. And I like it when the stakes are raised like that. Let's go to Will in Brookhaven next on the Fanatic. What's up, Will?
Hey, Joe. What's going on?
How you doing, man?
All right. I heard, reading about Atlanta. Well, the Sixers talking to Atlanta and Orlando about Markelle Fultz.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Say if he was Elton Brand and you threw this offer at Atlanta, and you know they had a former coach in Lloyd Pierce, and he knows about Fultz.
Mm-hmm.
Say we ask, we say we'll give you Fultz, our first-round pick in this year's draft, and even throw in 2 second rounds just to get rid of this guy for Jeremy Lin and maybe their one of their first-round picks. Well, I know they weren't going to give you the first one, but the second first-round pick they got from Dallas, but they made it top 10 protected, but anything below 10, we get to keep it.
I think that it'd be interesting, Will, but I don't think the Sixers can make that trade because they traded their 2020 for Tobias Harris. So I don't think you can trade your own first round pick.
That's right. You can't trade the 2019 pick.
I don't think you can because you traded the 2020.
Well, I thought that's protected, though, isn't it? Protected?
I'd have to go back and check. I think it does have top 14 protection? I'm not sure if that changes the rules.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But to answer your question, to get Jeremy Lin and a couple picks, like the expiring Lin contract, I think that'd be a home run move. For the Sixers.
Yeah, I would definitely, do that. You know, because Atlanta gets 2 picks, but they got their second pick from Dallas. And, I'm pretty sure they would probably put a protection on it themselves.
Sure. Yeah, I think so, too. I think you're right about that. Will, thanks for the phone call. I'll get back to you on that, by the way. See if protections make a difference. I don't believe, though, that even if there are protections, that the Sixers are free to trade 2019 and 2020 in the first round. I don't believe that that's the case. I thought that Vlade Divac and the Kings had an issue with that when they were trying to trade with Sam Hinkie. Got to go back and look. At any rate, it is now time, that favorite time of night. It is time for one more thing.
But there is one more thing.
Okay, here it is. This is not a political statement, I assure you. But it's a news story that I found to be excellent. Senator Ben Sasse has an anonymous person sending him angry fortune cookies. So this person disagrees with Sasse's politics and as such is sending him messages in fortune cookies. Now, I think that it's great, and apparently so does Ben. I would love it if somebody would send me fortune cookies or pizzas, even if the pizzas had like hateful things written on them in pepperoni or whatever. I mean, in a world where literally it has gotten so ugly and disagreement and everything like that have reached all-time highs and ugly disagreement at that, bordering on violence. Now it's cool where somebody's like, I don't like what you're saying. I'm just going to send you passive-aggressive fortune cookies. I think that's tremendous. So well done to everybody involved. Well done by Ben Sasse, by the way, who to this point, I don't think he's reported this as like a terrorist threat or anything like that, which would be the most 2019 thing of all time. Someone's threatening me via fortune cookie. There's nothing threatening on the messages or anything like that. It's just kind of funny. I enjoy it, and I think that's cool. One of the coolest things that I've seen in terms of the political discourse in this country, someone sharing fortune cookies and messages with fortune cookies saying, "This I disagree with you, and I want mildly bad things to happen to you, just as an example. May the afterlife turn out to be a series of never-ending Fox News interviews. Like, it's, you know, it's like, huh, okay. That's not like I'm going to burn down your house. So well done by everybody involved. And if anybody on Twitter or anyone listening disagrees or doesn't like me, I would encourage you to send your messages via food. Non-poisoned, easily screenable food. And I can assure that your message will be received much better that way. D-Train, what do you think? If you get you get fortune cookies that have messages that are anti-D-Train, what's your reaction?
I'm always happy to get fortune cookies. What is the best part of any meal at a Chinese restaurant?
See, I would disagree. I think that the little crunchy noodles that you get in the bag, I eat those like days later. But I'm with you. I'm right there.
If I were to have someone who I disliked, I wanted to send something, them something to just really mess with them, you buy them a horse. It's like you think it's a present, but it's a huge responsibility. It's just, you know what? Screw you. Wait, take care of this horse.
Oh my God. D-Train, that's on another level, man. I wasn't ready for that. Especially in the context of food. Now I have questions about where your mind is. I have real questions about that warranty that I was talking about earlier. Thank you very much to everybody who called and tweeted in. My co-host for this evening. Thanks to D-Train, my producer, did a tremendous job. This is Joe Torti. I will be back on the airwaves tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock. Looking forward to talking to you then. And we'll see if the Sixers have made any more moves by the trade deadline. This is Joe Torti saying so long. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Our class.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.